Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. Oh, you are live in the remix. It's so good to be here tonight. Tonight is Sunday night, of course you know. It is Sunday. It's September the 2nd, 2012, and guess what, everyone? It is live the remix time. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the forum. I want to go ahead and just start out by saying I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the remix. So good to be here tonight. So good to be connected with each and every one of you. Also, I want to invite you, if you're out there listening, you want to come on over, join in the chat room. The chat room is open. So you can definitely come over and join us in chat. I understand that I'm chopping up, but we're going to have a good show tonight. I promise you guys, so much energy went down on Once in a Blue Moon, the show that went down on Friday night, and we'll be talking about that. I want to get us started right away because we got a lot of things that we're going to be covering tonight. Have lots of fun, of course, here in the forum. So what I'm going to be doing is we're going to dance. We're going to start out dancing because there are some things that we need to do at the very, very beginning of the show. So I want to welcome you guys here in the forum, in the remix, with me, your host, Blue, so that we can start getting right into it. So we're going to get ready to listen to a little Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance. Then we're going to dance. So how does that sound? Let's get the Baby Blue going. And then we're going to dance in the show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix. Yes, yes, yes. Let's hear little Baby Blue. We're going to get ready to dance.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. One, two, three. Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. Rock to the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. need a pipe and pick a pep up a cool restaurant. And I can still kick off the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo, stretch to Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of these. And swing like a man on the fried Chinese. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the right stroke, please. Yeah! Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, baby. Ha! I hope they don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's gonna look something like this here. Now, if y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, then it is say, ah, 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 ah. If y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, then it is say, ah, 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 ah. Now when I say, you say, freeze, one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, then it's freeze, one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, all the ladies in the place, if you got real hair, real fingernails, if you got a job, you going to school, and you don't need nobody to help you handle your business, make some noise! One, two, three, come on now. When I say freeze, then it's freeze, one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, then it's freeze, one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, to all the brothers in the place that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man, make some noise! Now, let me clear my throat. Dedicated one out to all the ladies and all the brothers in here. Like I love y'all to get here. Oh, let me send my little shout outs here. Special dedication once again going out to everybody here behind my bay in Philadelphia. We love y'all, man. Special dedication going out to Melo T, Walt Beavis Jr., Don Mack, Charlie Mack, DJ Rand, Cosmic Kev. Special dedication going out to Frank C and Lorenzo Ice. And if you're with me, I need some help from the music, from the maestro. Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man.
All right, everyone. It's one of those nights, you see. It is definitely one of those nights. Peace and greetings to you guys. I'm going to try this again. Hopefully, I'm not sure what Blue Talk got going on, what's really going on. It's some powerful information out there. So good to have you guys in the remix. Have you guys here with me live in the remix. And we're just going to keep doing what we do right here. And nothing's going to stop us. So, wow. You guys, we're going to listen to some music. I don't even know if you guys got a chance to hear the whole song that was playing. But it is so good to have you guys in the house tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number to call for the remix. It is so good to be live right now in the remix. By the way, how many of you got an opportunity to listen to the show? I see that thousands of you have downloaded the show. Listen to the show that I did on Friday night, Once in a Blue Moon. Some powerful information that came through on it, came through during a particular time. And definitely feel that energy is here. So I have some great things planned for you guys tonight. Welcome to the remix. We're going to dance because I have this song here for you. Yes, let me clear my throat. And maybe I played already, but we're going to play it again. Want to give a big shout out to all the birthday people. I see that there are some more birthdays going on. MC such and such has had a birthday on Friday. And many, many others of you guys had birthdays coming up. So happy Earth Day. Happy birthday. Happy all of that. I think I want to do the birthday dance, the birthday song. MC such and such. So shout out to you guys as we get ready into that. And also, I want to thank you to everybody who sent their questions in. Who sent questions in. If you don't know what that is, I'm going to be giving not only the answer, but letting you guys know. Letting you guys know. Letting you guys know. Letting you guys also know about what is going on. Letting you guys know what also is going on. Welcome to the forum tonight. Welcome to the forum tonight, you guys. And it's so good to have you guys here. Peace and greetings to everyone. 646-652-271 is the number to call for the remix. We're going to be listening to some more music. I want everybody to get up and dance. Come on. Let's keep the energy moving. Let's keep it flowing. Let's keep it going. And I want you guys to get up and dance. We're going to do it again. All right? So here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. 1, 2, 3. Oh. Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah. And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, baby. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay, in Philadelphia. Here we go, now, check it out. To the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat, and you don't quit. It's that old boot rap with that new school hit. Be the pipe and pick the pep up, but who rap the rhyme? And I can still rip up the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo, stretch to Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Groove rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock the rhyme with the greatest of these. And swinging like a man on a fried Chinese. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the mic, so please. Yeah! Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, baby. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's all a little something like this here. Now, it's
Love that energy. Let me clear my throat. It is definitely going to be the theme that's going on. Blue is everywhere. All things blue. We talked about that on Friday night. And as you see, it is definitely going down. It's going down in a very big way. I don't know how many of you have been up with the news and the media, but you also know that the Reverend Moon, that's right, Reverend Moon, passed away at 92 years old. The Reverend Moon considered himself to be sort of someone that Jesus spoke to himself to carry on the mission. And there is no accident that his transition has been made around this time with powerful energy of this new era, which is Origin. We talked about this on the last show that we did on Friday night. The Reverend Moon has made his transition. We also know that Neil Armstrong, who was the first man on his moon, supposedly, coming into this era, made his transition as well. So when I told you guys that that channel came through and it was very clear about us moving into a new era, also with NASA teaming up with Will.i.am, a brother, and broadcasting his music live from NASA, all of these things are coming together. There are these signs and symbols to tell us more about the era that we're coming into and that we know ourselves to be in. And this has a lot to do with this energy that's here. I want to say welcome to everyone here. I see so many of you on the phone line here, as well as you in the chat room. I want to invite you, whether you're listening at home, wherever you're listening at, this is going to be a very exciting show that we do here tonight. We're going to be doing a vision quest here tonight. It's something that at the last minute I sort of kind of moved to do. And this particular vision quest that we're going to be doing tonight has a lot to do with just the energy that we're in at this time. We're going to be talking about reflection and light and other magical things right here live in the remix. We're going to be doing some giveaways. So, yes, we're going to get into the giveaways. And, of course, we'll do some readings, talk about a couple of crystals and some other magical things that we can begin to use. So welcome everyone here from the remix. I want to give a big shout out, a big hug, a big kiss, and send it out to Michael, who is in Sweden, listening all the way from Sweden, all of our families in Sweden, sending their love to us. I get all of your emails that come in from Japan. Give a big shout out to the brother Mark in Japan and his lovely family over there and the work that he's doing. And then also all of you guys in the UK, big ups to you guys in the UK. Katie in the UK, big ups to you. And also big ups to Val in the UK. Big ups to all the brothers and the sisters in the UK. Big ups to Pure and everyone there in the UK. Canada as well. I want to give you a big shout out to Canada because I know you guys are listening. And in parts of Hawaii where the kahunas are, I know you guys are listening. You send your emails. I connect with you in reading. Seoul, Korea. Still have family over there. they're listening to the remix and all across the world, all across the globe, everywhere, Germany, you know, Paris, Brazil. You know, the remix family is going long, it's going strong, it's going hard, and I just want to welcome you to the platform tonight. As we get in the share, so many things. I do want to remind you, and I think this is a great time to give you that reminder, is that you can download this show and all of the remix shows by just coming right here to Blog Talk Radio and just by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, lowercase, coming right here. The remix is on iTunes, so you can download the show right there on iTunes. You have it right there. Go through the archives, see all of these amazing shows that were done by myself, Brother Panic, Brother Bobby Hemmett, and all of the other ones. Brother Wayne Chandler, Queen Afua, you know, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, the list goes on and on and on. Dr. Brown, when she came on, you know, Dr. Naeem Akbar, Dr. Francis Helsing, whatever your flavor is, whatever you're listening for, Siba Haru Al-K Bulon, they have been here. Brother Bilal from Bilal Experience, it doesn't matter who it is, they have been here on this platform on the remix. Many more to come, many more to come. So I want to invite you guys to make sure this is a great time, especially since talking about reflections and how important that is. We're going to be talking about reflection and we're going to do a badass vision quest tonight. Oh, I'm so excited about this vision quest. So I want you guys to start getting yourself in place, get you something to write with. All the vision quests that we've been doing up until this point have been so transforming. And I want you to get something to write with. Get you something that you can wrap yourself up in, kind of get a little cozy, because you're going to want to get cozy on this vision quest, because we're going to be traveling. Ooh, we're going to be traveling somewhere nice and warm, and you're going to get to do some really cool stuff. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. So now, so start to get yourself ready for that. So we have so much that we're going to cover here tonight and that we're going to do. You're free to call in if you want, 646-652-2711. I know that most of you will not be going to school, work, or whatever you choose to do tomorrow, because for most of the world, particularly those here in the hemisphere, it is a holiday that we are observing here. So I felt it was kind of good to kind of do a later remix show. So it's nice to kind of snuggle up with you guys on the couch tonight as we do this remix show. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just all this energy. I'm loving it. So much. I'm loving it so much. I want to give you some things to talk about. We had questions on the last show. The last show was crazy. I got so many emails from you guys. You got that message about Orgon energy, about the blue energy that is all around us and how we can begin to connect ourselves with this energy. We've been talking about this for quite some time, Remix, and I've really been moved to really kind of do these shows to kind of get this information out to you guys. And your feedback is awesome. So I'm loving that. I'm loving that to the fullest. So we're getting all of your emails, me and Sister Manya, about the shows, how much is helping you, the information, how you guys are doing the work, and that's so important. Next thing I want to tell you guys, can you go ahead and stand up and celebrate this shit with me right here? The Kim Business class. The second class has just graduated. Oh, I'm so excited about this second group that's graduated from the Kim Business class. As you guys know, the Kim Business class is a class that I started doing, and it's about the new way of doing business of the self. And we just had our second group go through, and they just graduated. They are amazing. I cannot tell you. We spent some very, very sacred, powerful, and spiritual time together last for the graduation, and they are so excited, and I'm so excited. We still will be doing a show with the Kim Business Class members, all of them, very powerful sisters and brothers. And in this class, we had healers, we had doctors, we had, oh gosh, we had designers, we had artists, we had singers, rappers. I mean, this class was just like the first class, just built with some amazing brothers and sisters that is walking all over this planet. And It's just amazing. We did a complete 6 hours last night, a complete 6 hours of really just building, just continuing to build and go through everything from the Kim Business Class. And so rightfully so that we come into this energy on Sunday. So I wanted to say congratulations to all the Kim Business Class, all the Kimites that came out of the class. We call that the Know Your Magic. I just want to say congratulations to all of you. And amazing, just like first group, and sure more to come. Be life-forming, changing, and transforming. Lots of the words. So you guys will get to hear from them, and you'll get to see some of their work. A lot of them are doing their work right now, but you'll get to hear them on the Remix platform, and they'll share that with you. I'm just so proud. The brother I worked with, the Bilal, and also Sister Munya, is amazing. Honored to be in their presence, to be still connected with the first group that went through, and their amazing work and transformation. So many stories they've shared with us and that we've been able to hear. So I love you guys, and I thank you guys for us taking this journey together. So real cool stuff, you guys. If you want to find out about more about the Kim Business Class, just email question for Blue, the number 4, Blue, at gmail.com, and we'll get the information to you. So now, I'm kind of tempted. As we get ready to dive into all of this stuff to go straight into this vision quest. But I want to cover some of the things that we covered last time, because this energy is all about releasing, reflecting. It's a lot of the re-energy of the show that we did, the show that I had did in the past, to talk about those things, that this is the time for us to release a lot of things from ourselves. To release and reflect, and this is what is so key. Releasing and reflecting. This is the aura gen. This is the message that I got from the ancestors. This new era that we're in, it's all about your aura. It's about connecting with that blue energy, that blue light that surrounds the planet, that surrounds the Milky Way, the cosmos, that surrounds every living thing. I told you guys about William Wright. And his discovery with orgone energy, which was connected to the orgasm, he realized that orgasms were not just what we thought they were. And see, one of the things that's key, and for those of you who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and this was even before these channels even came to me, one of the things I have on there is the section about you releasing your cosmic orgasm. See, this cosmic orgasm that you release, this orgone energy that you're sending out into the universe, and it's very powerful. And so this is going to be a lot of the work that we get into tonight, how to do this, how to connect with this on higher levels, deeper levels. This is all about inner magic, and that's the level that I work on. The chakra packet that Brother Bobby Hemmett have, you guys, I can't stress to you enough, get it. I don't really do a whole lot of endorsing things. That's not what this platform is about. Anyone who comes on here and we have items and things that can help you, trust me, these are things that really will help to empower you. And this chakra packet that Brother Bob Emmett has is that he has the last down with C. Freeman L. that is in there, where he actually goes through the different chakras, energy portals within the black man and the black woman. He breaks that down under the Moorish science and really goes in deep. You can contact the Bobby Hemmett 678-358-1055 and get that. Of course, you guys know the Panic, who comes on the platform all the time, has the pack, and he has a wealth of things that you connect yourself with too, so that you can get into this. The pack has been all around the world. You can contact Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com. And for myself, to get these readings, this is definitely the time to line up with divine energy that we'll be moving for the next couple of years that we'll be moving into. And so many of you have done that. You know, this is the time to really begin to empower yourself so that you can do this. If you guys have not gotten the Kim deck, you definitely need to get that. The Kim deck, www.msblueblast.com/the remix. And that'll, cards. Ah, cards, C-A-R-D-S. MissBlueBlast.com/cards and get that. And if you want to get the picture packet from Brother Bob, not the picture packet, but if you want to get that chakra packet that includes the information with C. Freeman LDD in it, you need to just tell him you want the chakra packet with C. Freeman L in it, and he will definitely send that out to you. So lots of ways you guys can do that, and we're going to be talking about more ways here. Here's one of the questions I get a lot of times. And that's going to be some of the work we're going to talk about, because there is a difference between your physical bloodline and your spiritual bloodline. There's a complete difference between the two. And what we're going to be focusing on here is both the spiritual bloodline and also your DNA bloodline, because both of these things can impact you on both levels. They can impact you. So we're going to be doing some reflecting. The vision quest that we're going to do tonight has to do with that reflection and how you can begin to go in and start to do more inner work about how you can release these things from yourself. This is what this energy is here about, this new era. It's about your origin. It's about changing your aura, which comes from you doing the inner work, removing these blocks that are caught up in your meridians, in your chakras, releasing this energy from yourself so that your aura can go ahead, exude itself for your true identity of yourself into this physical reality. That's the importance of that. And then the gen is connected with the genius in you. I did a show earlier this year and even one last year where I said I would only talk to the genius in you. That's it. I only want you to bring the best of the left hemisphere and the best of the right hemisphere. Bring these things together and have them manifest for you in this form. This reality we are all in, that we have made an agreement before coming here, that we come back to this school on earth. This is about this agreement. We are more than just this physical body. So we connect ourselves, we know, on a micro level, and we also connect ourselves on a macro level. So we have connection. We are all one. That's the first universal law of understanding consciousness. All is one. So we are all connected. And then there is also that individual level where we begin to work. That takes us inside of our body, that takes us inside of our spiritual DNA, that takes us inside our physical bloodline, our DNA, all of these things. All of these things. So now, here is the next thing that I want you guys to begin to focus on. I want to start talking about... what is going on and some more things that's actually happening at this particular time. And I want to tell you guys about some stones. Let's talk about some stones first. I want to talk about some stones because last time we were talking about some stones. We did get a chance to, but I want to talk about a particular stone that really can be helpful in this particular time and this energy. And one of the stones that we're going to start talking about is Tiffany Stone. How many of you are familiar with the stone called Tiffany Stone? Tiffany Stone. Anybody familiar? Nope, no one familiar with the Tiffany Stone, I can see. Well, let me tell you, because I see you Googling right now, let me tell you about the Tiffany Stone. The Tiffany Stone is a very, very rare stone. A very, very rare stone. Very rare stone. This Tiffany Stone primarily is found in Utah. It's actually found in Utah. So what does the Tiffany Stone do? The Tiffany Stone really helps when you have blocks in your meridians, when you have a hard time staying focused, when you cannot find yourself grounded, or you feel that you're addicted to things. You know, some people, we think about addiction just being drugs and alcohol and sex, but some people are addicted to emotions. Some people are addicted to trying to get attention. These are all addictions, all of these things. And we see these things being played out every single moment right in front of us. It's something that comes across. But this Tiffany stone is really a very powerful stone for removing blocks inside the meridian. It also helps you to connect those things of psychic energy, really helping you to tap into your own psychic energy. It works with the heart chakra, and it also works with what I was telling you guys about on the show on Friday night, the high heart, which is also the thymus chakra. This is a chakra that's coming online very strongly here, the thymus chakra, or otherwise known as the high heart chakra. So the Tiffany stone works with this, and it helps remove these blocks. It helps to relieve yourself from addictions. You know, it helps you get over all of these things. Very beautiful colors. Typically, you will see the Tiffany stone. It will be black. It'll be white. It'll have some deep runs of purple violet in it, and even some runs of pink in it. So it has a stripy color. It has about 4 or 5. What's so unique about this particular Tiffany stone is that it is a combination of multiple stones together, formulated, very rare to find. In fact, they just recently opened back up the mine to start mining this Tiffany stone out. So if you can get yourself a hint of the Tiffany stone, you will get it. It does raise your kundalini energy. It does. It helps to enhance your kundalini energy, your sex energy. But here's what I want you guys to understand about that sex energy. Sex energy, when you take kundalini energy and you confine it to sex, that is the lowest level that that energy is being used for. I want you to know that. That's not taking it to the highest level. Know that we all have kundalini. We have that sexual energy. It is that life force energy. That's what the orgasm is. That's what the orgon energy is. It is exuding the sexual energy that is coming off of you. So, in fact, that's what it is. When you use it for sex, then you're using it at one of the lowest levels possible. It doesn't mean that you can't use it for other things, but that's not the limit of it. But it does help with the kundalini energy. Mm-hmm. You can use that definitely for being creative and all of that. But you want to pick up a Tiffany stone. I have quite a few pieces of the Tiffany stone here. It is a very powerful crystal to begin to work with. One of the ways that you can actually begin to work with it once you get the stone and you clear it and you charge it, is to begin to hold it in your hand. You will be able to hold, when you first put the Tiffany stone in your hand, you're going to be able to feel the energy instantly. I know I did. And most people who have touched the Tiffany stone can feel it instantly. So you do want to try to get yourself a Tiffany stone. That's going to be very key working this particular time. And also, another great stone to combine the Tiffany stone with is the Herkimer diamond. You guys have heard me talk about the Herkimer diamond. It actually comes out of a mine that comes out of Herkimer, New York. And I first learned about this stone a few years ago. Siba Huru Alkebulon told me about the Herkimer diamond. And often when I'm getting ready to work the clear quartz or work with some of the quartz crystals, I work with the Herkimer diamond, which is, I find, be much, much more powerful and very clear to begin to work with that. One of the things I would say with Herkimer diamond is that you get a loose stone. You don't want to work with Herkimer diamond in jewelry. It's not one of those stones that you really want to kind of keep that energy around you like that. I have found it to be. But you can actually take the Herkimer diamond and combine it with the Tiffany stone and set your intentions and have them clear. Excellent for meditation, excellent for visualization, excellent for when You want to place the energy on your body. So when you're doing these particular layouts and you're doing healing, it's a heal stone. You can actually place it places like your heart. You can place it on your thymus glands. And you can also place it on your solar plexus chakra. These are going to be some great places to use the Tiffany stone. You can also hold it in your hand. If you're suffering from some sort of addiction, you want to carry the Tiffany stone in your pocket. You can keep it with you, especially when you know you're going to be ready to have your moment. Put it in your pocket. Carry the Tiffany stone with you. And this is really going to help you curb this. This is really good. The other stone that I want to tell you guys about, and I think I'll start doing this because crystals is something you guys know I love. I love crystals and jewelry, of course, and I also love working with the loose crystals. And I'm going to tell you something that's important to understand about the crystals is that the crystals really kind of give a good reflection of who we are. We have crystals within us. Did you guys know that? I did a show a while back to tell you. Inside your ear, you have a sack. You know how we put crystals in a bag and we put crystals in a sack? You have a sack inside your inner ear that have crystals in them, little crystal pebbles in them. Those crystal pebbles inside of your ear, sometimes if you swim a lot, sometimes just by everyday things of doing things, these crystals will come out of the sack inside of your ear. If any of these crystals come up out of your sack in your ear, you'll start to experience what's called vertigo. That's one of the side effects of that. You will suffer, people who suffer from extreme vertigo. And doctor constantly is giving them medication after medication, and the vertigo keeps coming back. They now have a lot of holistic remedies where there's different exercises that you can begin to do with your head by moving it from side to side and back and rotating it to get the crystals to roll back into the sac in your ear. So you are crystals. Even some of the same deposits that can be found in mountains, that can be found in deposits of crystals, is also found within you. There's also a crystal we'll be talking about a little later tonight that is also found inside of your brain. And this crystal that can be found inside of your brain is actually close to your pineal gland. So we'll be talking about that crystal later and how you can get that crystal. So know that these crystals that you're working with, the reason our energies can connect it and recognize the template energy in these crystals is because we're one in the same on a lot of occurrences. So here's another crystal I want to tell you guys about that I think you'll find. I love this crystal too. It's called Mokalite. 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 Have you guys heard of Mokalite? I love Mokalite. I even like saying Mokalite. Mokalite. Mm-hmm. So Mokalite, let me guys tell you about Mokalite. Yes, you've heard of it, December. I'm sure if you heard of Mokalite, you love this. This is a crystal that really has a lot to do with helping you to change your belief system. If you're locked into a belief system, something about yourself that is not true for you, something that really is just throwing your energy off, Mokalite is what you want to begin to work with. And it's spelled Mokalite, Mokalite. It helps you to change your vibration. It also helps you to raise your vibration. And anyone worried about aging, or any of the side effects of aging, a Mokalite is an excellent stone. A lot of times when you find Mokalite, you'll see them in the colors. You'll see them in the earth colors. They have the very smooth reds, and it'll have browns and the golden colors, the bronzes in it, and the cream in it. Just a really rich, 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 russet red. It'll have that color in it. It'll be made almost like a worry stone. You know how our Native American ancestors worry stones where you take your thumb and you just release all of your tension and your stress and put it there. If you have a child, that is old enough that you know they won't be able to put it in their mouth and swallow it, this is good to get for them. If you have a elderly person, a senior, you could say, some wisdom that you know is dealing with certain health elements or maybe just some stress, get them a Mucolite and give to them. You don't have to get into all the woo stuff. Just give it to them. Tell them it is a gift, and all they have to do is just rub their thumb on it and release. It'll help release all the pain, the tension, the energy that they want to release from their body into the Mucolite. The Mucolite also helps to stimulate your intuitive abilities. This is another thing about it. We talked about auras early because we're in the aura jet. This is the new era. And this really helps to permeate really your true essence of who you are in your auric field. It cleanses all that. If you have problems with making decisions, you have problems with staying present in the now, oh boy, I don't know who could use helping to be more present. The Mucolite will help you with that. It really does. It also helps you to contact your spirit guides. So whether those are your immediate ancestors or you want to connect with energy of some of other spirit guides, this is it. It really helps you with personal power. It's a will activator. It helps you to get to the essence, the core of your will. It really does. It helps you with manifestation and also truly divine inspiration. So Mucolite. These are two crystals I'm going to recommend, and maybe when we start to do these shows, I'll give you guys some of my favorites, some of the crystals that maybe you haven't heard about that aren't the same as some of the crystals we always hear over and over. It doesn't mean the other crystals are not wonderful, because I think they are all amazing, but these are going to be some different ones that have some different qualities. These are the ones coming online now, so there'll be some names you haven't heard of before, but I guarantee you, if you go into a crystal store, or you do some research online, you're going to see that you've come across the crystal and even seen it in more places than you can ever imagine. So get you a Mucolite and start to work with it. So anything that you're stressing about, you need to be more present in the moment and need to be here, the Mucolite is going to help to channel that energy. You're connecting. This is us connecting on a universal level with things that our ancestors knew that have been here since the beginning of time, to begin to work with these things because they really, really work. So you have your crystals. Get you a Tiffany stone. Get you a Mucolite. These two stones, you're going to love them. They're great stones, and you're going to be able to work with them. It works with the high heart, and also it works with heart energy and your intuitive, your third eye, your crown chakra, the Tiffany stone we're talking about. And anybody who has a business or anybody who wants to have a business or get into being, having their own business, a Tiffany stone is a must for business owners. It really helps you to bring that energy in to lead you, help to guide you, and show you the right way of those decisions and things that need to be made for your business. So excellent two stones to begin to work with. Love that. Don't you guys just love that? I love that. I'm also going to be giving you a ritual for this month. I want to give you guys some other cool facts, okay? I'm going to give you guys some other cool facts. Did you guys know that this hasn't happened too often? It's something really, really crazy, and it just kind of, you know how we used to say back in the day, things to make you go, Well, here's some things that make you go, Did you guys know that Isaac, that just recently hit, and by the way, I want to send my love, I want to send support, and I just want to send thoughts, and everyone send positive energy to anyone who's been in the course of Isaac, because Isaac has done some damage. Isaac has done some damage. Yes, he has. Isaac's did some damage, particularly Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana area. Isaac has done a lot of damage, and there's a lot of people. There's millions of people without electricity and lights right now. So this is a time of reflection. And what happens sometimes is when we have not taken the opportunity to do some reflection, nature will come in. or we'll have ourselves in a situation where it will force us to slow down and be still and do some reflection. So this is another reason why the title Reflection for Tonight and Light and Other Magical Things is so perfect, because so many of you, and you've reached out to me as well too, that live in these particular areas, have been dealing with these things that are going on in the path of Isaac. But I want to tell you something that happened with Isaac that you may or may not be know. That Isaac actually caused the Mississippi River to flow backwards for 24 hours. So the Mississippi River actually was flowing backwards for 24 hours. This happened during Isaac. And the last time that this happened was 200 years ago. So 200 years ago, in 1812, I believe, there was an earthquake that happened and a couple of storms that happened that caused the Mississippi River to flow backwards. So I want to ask you guys on some of your history, as we know it. I don't want to say his story, but of our history. What is another river that flows backwards? Do you guys know what river flows backwards? Come on, you guys. Of course you guys know that. Nobody knows? What? Say it again? Yes, the Nile River, of course, flows backwards. And we know that even when we start to think about these things of Mississippi, when we start to think about these words, they also are connected with the land of Kemet, as we know it, or ancient Egypt. So the Mississippi River was flowing backward for 24 hours. And this happened on August the 28th. So as you can see, lots of signs and symbols are here. It is time for reflection. The river flowed backwards for 24 hours. And the last time that this happened was 200 years ago. You know that we're entering into this new era, the era of origin. That has a lot to do with our origin. We're going to be talking about some more of these things that are going on out here in the world, but I kind of wanted to bring that to you guys' attention. Thought that was a really, really interesting fact there about the Mississippi River flowing backwards. What I want to do at this, because this is also going to open up the discussion, and I want you guys to have this. We're going to get ready to do the vision quest, and then we're going to talk about the question that was asked, and we're going to talk about some of those answers. We're going to get into some readings, and we're going to do those things. Now, here's what this particular vision quest is going to be doing. And this vision quest, I call it the mask. The reason I call it the mask is because you're actually going to be going back into your ancestral line. And in this ancestral line that you're going to be going back into, here's some things I don't want you to worry about. Let's say, because I deal with this situation a lot in the readings, particularly the Akashic Record readings, sacred sessions, all kinds of the readings. It doesn't matter if you don't know who your father is, if you never met him. It doesn't matter if your mother didn't meet you. It doesn't matter if you never met your grandmother, your grandmother, or any of them. None of that matters, because we know that the realm between the physical world and the spiritual world is very, very, very thin. Very thin. It's very, very thin. And you're going to get an opportunity to do some reflection from a physical aspect. I know we talk spiritually a lot, and we talk about things at a soul level, and that's very important. Don't get me wrong. But it's also important because we elected the tribe that we wanted to come back into. So that means, in essence, every single person that is listening, that can hear my voice, you chose your mother, you chose your father, you chose the family you chose to incarnate in. This was a part of the agreement you made before you came here. Now, a lot of these things that are happening in our lives, some of us, that keep happening over and over again, is because we have not gotten this lesson. But one of the things is sure, and I can tell you, I have readings for thousands now all over the world. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what language you speak or what your background is. This is one theme that I found to be consistently true, is that we have left signs and symbols everywhere for us, including within our family. And sometimes that's the hardest place to look. It is the hardest place to look. So someone asked, who do we make the agreement with? You make the agreement with yourself. That's who you're making this agreement with. The agreement is with yourself. So we'll keep it right there to keep it nice, copacetic, and keep it real simple for everybody. We're going to keep it nice and kiss. You know what that means? Keep it simple, stupid, kiss. We're going to keep it real simple. So we made these agreements and we came back into our family, and they're really here in a lot of cases to really help us to understand how we want to perform in this world, how we want to raise our conscience in this world, and really the lessons that we came here to understand, the work that we came here to do. It's all around us. And we can find these clues everywhere. We can find them from our grandmothers, our grandfathers. You know, it's no mistake that they're here too. Is there a spiritual lineage? Yes. And a lot of times I will tell you guys that one of the things when I first started doing Akashic Record readings that I was 100% on was that your spiritual bloodline and your physical bloodline never crossed. But I can't say that to be true now, because I've come across many of you that have gotten Akashic Record readings from me, let's say 1 year. And 2 or 3 years later, you go, you get a DNA test. And many brothers and sisters have sent these reports back to me. And oh my God, Miss Blue, the information you told me 2 years ago, now that I went to go get a DNA test to find out about my family lineage and background, how about it's the same thing you told me 2 years earlier about my past life? So they don't always cross, and I don't want to put that perception out there, because at this point, I don't think I've met anyone on this planet that has not incarnated more than 100 times. That's how long we've been here. This is why sometimes we sit around and look at shit and we go, God damn, I'm just tired of this. This is why you're so tired. See, you've done it. You've done it here. You've done it there. You've done it at this life. You've done it as a man. You've done it as a woman. You've done it as a child. And in some cases, for some of you, you've done it as animals. I even did a Akashic Record reading for a brother once, and I was like, oh my God, how can I tell you that you was a lion in a past life? Wow. He was a lion. You understand? So we've reincarnated as animals. We've reincarnated as everything. This is why we're the mothers and fathers on the planet. You see, you can't be the mother and father of everything if you have not been everything. Get it? For real. So now we're talking about a human bloodline, our human DNA, which is important. And sometimes we forget about these ancestors. We forget about that we've also built a connection and a lineage with them. By the way, if you got a mother, father, a sister, brother, a cousin, aunt, a grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother, grandfather, you need to call them. You need to tell them that you love them. You need to also recognize the wisdom and the knowledge that you have before you. This was something that I heard once and never forget, that sometimes we get so caught up in the conscious community of celebrating the dead that we forget all the people who's alive. And suddenly we wait for you to die and make you a god or a goddess. So don't do that either. You know, don't do that. recognize that these things are all here for you to help you on your path and your journey. So many people, and I'll tell you, this has really kind of been laying heavy on my heart. I've met so many sisters who hate their mothers. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, and it breaks my heart that we have to begin to understand in the conscious community that we chose these things to help us. It is because your mother is who she is, it's because your father is who he is, that you were able to become who you are. You chose that womb to come out of. You chose that flesh and blood to merge together with you. It's not an easy pill to swallow all the time. I'm not here to tell you that. But let's begin truly be spiritual people that we are. Let's truly begin to be the spiritual people we are. Let's start to look at these things through our spiritual eye, because as you can see, we got rivers flowing backwards. We got blue moons. we got all kind of shit happening. If you keep looking through this through your human eye, it's going to be a very rocky fucking road for you. 24/7. 24/7. If you keep looking at things for a judging eye, if you keep holding everyone else responsible for you, and you have no responsibility for yourself, it's going to be some real rocky shit going on. Real rocky shit going on. Real talk. So know that as we get ready to get into this vision quest, this is an opportunity for you to release a whole lot of stuff, to understand, to gain an understanding. It's a time for you to reflect and release. So releasing and reflect is where you are. Releasing and reflecting is what this vision quest is all about. So let's get ourselves ready. So we're going to do this vision quest. And we're going to get right into this. Let's get ready to do this. Okay, so get yourself nice and comfortable. I want you to sit up in this particular vision quest. If you have a blankie, I want you to wrap your blankie all around you, nice and snuggled up. I want you to sit up straight, feet flat on the ground. If anything is binding you, sisters, this would be a Brazil, brothers, this would be meet some too tight boxers or too tight pant belt. You want to loose that. Just kind of got to get yourself a loose position. And we're going to get ready to go on this vision quest. Now, many of you are on the phone lines for whatever reason. They have all of your hands up. So if you know for some reason, and it's a whole lot of you on the phone, if you know for some reason you're not going to want to share something, then if I call on you, just know that it was a divine appointment for you. It was meant for you, Jer. Just know it was meant for you to share, so just be prepared to share if you're on the phone lines, okay? So we have a lot of things to cover. Reflection and light and other magical things here live with your host, of course, me, Miss Blue. So let's get ready to go on this vision quest here. I'm excited about this one, and I know you guys will be too. So everybody ready? All right, so here we go. Okay, let us begin the journey. Okay. Continue to take nice deep breaths. In and out, nice and slow, feeling your whole body becoming relaxed. Listen to the rhythm, listen to the beat, and each time that you connect with the beat of the drum, allow it to just take you into a deeper state of relaxation. Excellent. Relax. Now, close your eyes. close your eyes and feel the rhythm as it moves through your body. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to begin to start feeling the warmth of the sun. You're becoming warmer and warmer. That's it. You can feel the sun warming up your skin, warming up your face, your hair. Your whole body is nice and relaxed. Now, very gently, very slowly, what I want you to do is to begin to open your eyes, your inner eyes, your third eye. As you begin to look ahead, I want you to immediately look down at the sand and your feet. That's it. Now, up ahead, I want you to walk until you get to the front of the temple door. That's it. Keep walking. That's it. There you go. Now, keep walking. You're almost there. Now, that's it. Stand right there in front of the temple door. Now, when you get ready to go inside the temple door, you will find a table. And on this table, you're going to see a whole bunch of masks. They're going to be laid out all across the table. So go inside, walk towards the table. That's it. Now, each one of these masks that's on the table represents an ancestor. It represents one of your divine ancestors that come from your very lineage. Look at all of the masks. Look at the colors. Look at the markings. I want you to find the one that stands out to you and pick it up and put it on. Now, I want you, as you begin to put this mask on, feel yourself emerging yourself into the energy of your ancestors that this mask once belonged to. You're now able to see through their eyes. You're now able to understand things that you've never been able to understand before about your family, about yourself, about your life. Hold the memory. See the joy. See the pain. Understanding is coming to you. The wisdom is there. Now, put the mask down. Take it off. I want you to look for another mask that is grabbing your attention. Yes, that one right there. Pick it up. Put it on. Once again, you begin to merge yourself into this energy of your ancestor. Perhaps it was your grandmother, your great-great-grandfather, your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. There you go. You can now see through their eyes. You can now understand and capture all of the wisdoms. You know their struggles and why it has now become yours, and you're able to get that understanding and that wisdom. Now, take the mask off. And I want you to begin to look at these masks here. Look at every single one of them. One holds the key now to all of these. And I want you to carefully look on the table and find the one, find the ancestor that holds the key to what has been holding you back, what you cannot release, what you need to unleash within yourself. Pick it up. Pick it up. Put it on very quickly and hold it. That's it. Hold it. Hold it. That's it. You are now getting all the divine answers and wisdom that you need. Yes, it is here for you. It is here for you now. Hold it. Take it off. And I want you to begin to walk back to the door as we get ready to make our way back, carrying with you all of the divine knowledge that you need to unlock within yourself, understanding truly at the core of your bloodline who you are, where you came from, where you're going, and precisely where you're at this time. The wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding is all within you now. Your DNA has become activated. I want you to run towards the temple door. And once you get to the door, I want you to run as fast as you can, feeling the sun on your back and the heat of the sand underneath your feet. Continue to run. Continue to run. There you go. And now, stand still. As you get ready to bring yourself back with all of this divine wisdom and knowledge from this space right at this moment, take a deep breath in and close your eyes and then relax. You are coming back. You are coming back. We're almost here. On the count of three, open your eyes. You now have the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding. 1, 2, 3. You're back. All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. I guess I am back. Hopefully, you are back too. Just take your time. I'm trying to see if you guys can hear me here. Just want to make sure that you guys can hear me. Yes. All right, everyone, we're back live in the remix, and lots of wows and ashes out there. Yes. 646-522-2711. I'm going to give you guys just a moment to get yourself situated. That I just was inspired to do right before the show, and I can't wait to hear what you guys came up with. I can't wait to hear. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait to hear. Yes. For those of you who really have divinely tapped in, I cannot wait to hear. Wonderful experience. Glad it was. Definitely. First mask, purple, teal, with designs, gold around the eyes. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Some first time listeners. Yeah. Beautiful. Very powerful. Vision quests are real. It is something that our ancestors have been doing since the beginning of time. We can even go back to ancient Egypt and do these. So very divine. And the timing is right. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we're all going to be doing readings for those who would like to have readings done as well. So we're going to be doing that. I see you guys. Second mass, white with red, very powerful colors, the colors of the DNA. So that white with that red, yes. Last mass was all black. Yeah, I can't wait here. Yes. Beautiful. I'm so glad. Orange mask with hair. Oh, I cannot wait to hear the mask, you guys. I cannot wait to hear what knowledge, what you discovered about yourself, what you've seen. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And you guys have masks with feathers in it, all kinds of colors in it. Amazing. Wood mask. There it is. White markings. all kinds of masks out there. So yes, you guys did this. This was amazing. Let's go to the first caller. Calling in, it looks, from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we're good. 336. Okay. 336, their hands down. All right, let me go back up. Let me see. Go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
917.
It's Blue. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I can. Hold on one second. 917?
Yes, hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Remix family. This is Gail
Fuller
from New York.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, that was a very good meditation. I'm still floating.
Okay,
still
greetings
so
to you, Gail. Tell us what you discovered on the meditation.
Who did I discover, you said?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, right. Was Blue you there?
Yes, I'm here with you. We can. Okay. Are you speaking?
I was. What was your question again?
I said, tell us about the vision quest.
Oh, I had a beautiful mask with green and red, my first mask. And, can you hear me? Okay. And my second mask was white, kind of like, I guess I could say like brown or rust tones, like rust wooden tones, wood tones. And the part that I liked the best is when you said to greet one of your family members. And it was my father, because growing up, I have really no men in my family, you know, and now they're all passed away. So my grandfather, I never knew my father, all of them passed away. So it was just going into the temple and meeting all these men. And I was hoping that, you know, they represented my father and grandfather.
With you going into the temple and being... Yeah. Okay. So you were able to connect with them. What information did you bring back that you didn't know before?
Really was that... not to blame them. It seemed like they were telling me, like they were sorry, not to blame them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Something like that, because, I'm trying to still figure it out, too, but I'm putting it together as, you know, like, not to blame them or hold anything against them.
Okay.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. On my side, I'm also having some little issues here, but it's okay. I got the gist of what you were saying, is that they were telling you not to blame them. How did you feel that with that energy coming across?
I felt real good. I still feel real good about it, because it still has me thinking about it, you know? So... I feel really good.
Beautiful.
And looking,
beautiful. Well, I'm so glad. No. Go ahead. You said what now?
And then to come up out of it and look across at my altar, and there's my picture of my great grandfather, and then my father right next to him. So. I just looked straight at it. It was like real, like I really was there with them.
Well, beautiful.
Yeah.
So you did get a chance to connect with all of them, actually, and see things through their eyes. How did it feel putting on the mask?
Oh, good. Very good. Very good. Very good. I felt really good putting on the mask. That felt good to me.
Okay.
To have a different experience and just it felt good because the colors. That was really nice.
All right. Anyway. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Also, let me say this. I'm going to keep talking because I know that this is going to clear itself up here. This energy is just going to clear itself up. So we're not going to let anything be sort of this distraction to us here. We're just going to keep moving through this. I want you to pick a number for me between 1 and 100.
50.
You said the number 50?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Just curious about that. And also, tell me what else did you want to share? Did you also call in for reading tonight, or you just wanted to kind of share that experience with us, Gail?
I wanted to ask you something about, you read me, I think, maybe months ago. And at the end of the reading, you had a guest on. I She was a, oh, she was a hoodoo lady. I forgot her name. From Seven Sisters or something like that. She was the guest speaking. And you had told me at the end, when I finished talking to her, did my big toe, did it mean anything? You remember, Miss Blue? Uh-oh. Miss Blue?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, did you see anything about my big toe that you talked about the last time?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, Miss Blue. Yes, Kathy Smith, Seven Sisters of Algiers. Thank you, Calibar. Oh, Miss Blue. My big toe.
I still cannot hear.
Okay, I hear you now.
So here's what we're going to do. Can you hear me now? Okay?
Yeah, now I hear you.
No. Well, you hear me now? Okay, so
yes.
I heard something about your big toe, and I'm reading what's going on in the chat room. So let's kind of speed it up, and let's see if that happens. So tell me about your big toe and what's going on.
Oh, you told me that I know something about my big toe, and I wanted you to tell me, do you see anything wrong with my big toe, because it was at the end of the show, and you just said, do you know about your big toe? But my toe was hurting, but the doctors don't seem to know what's wrong with my toe, so I want to see if you knew what was wrong with my toe, since you mentioned it.
Okay, so...
you know.
Okay, I mentioned about your big toe to you.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me? Okay,
yes.
I mentioned something about your big toe to you, and for the life of me, I probably can't remember what that is. So tell me exactly what it is now that you are dealing with, that you're going through, that's keeping you holding on to this big toe.
Oh, because days after you told me about my big toe, it started being painful when I walk.
We're going to get this thing right. Ow.
You told me, you said...
I tell you, Blog Talk. I tell you, Blog Talk is really trying me right now. For whatever reason. It's all right. It's just some powerful things that have to come through. But we're gonna have them come through. Yes. So, I don't know if I picked something right now with your big toe. I don't know if anything is coming up for you at this particular moment. But I can tell you this. You said that... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, God. okay, so this is what I'm getting. That days after I told you about your big toe started hurting you. When I mentioned your big toe, then your big toe started hurting you, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so that's correct. So here's some things I want you to take a look at. Because even when it comes to different toes and it comes to things in our bodies, your big toe, you know how sometimes they say the person towed the line? They kind of follow the line. And one of the things I'm going to say for you at this particular moment is that it has to do with you and how you balance things out in your life. And you're having a tough time kind of balancing out different aspects and different areas of your life. Does that sound about true?
Yes.
Okay. So this is where I'm going with this. This has to do with you balancing. I'm just going to tell you what I pick up this time, because Lord only knows. Who only knows that at this particular time what's going on? I may have to look at your number and just kind of feel y'all energy and just give you a reading. But we're going to do this show tonight. We're going to make it through this. Trust me. But that's what I'm picking up from you, is that there is this imbalance right now that's going on with between different areas of your life. And one of those things had a lot to do with just the lack of energy in the male aspect of your life, which comes from your fathers, your grandfathers. And so being able to get into this energy and being able to pick up the mask and hear them say that they're sorry was really what lifted up off your heart.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, makes a lot of sense. Lots of sense, yes.
Yeah. So that has a lot to do with it. It has a lot. That has a lot to do with it. When it comes to your big toe, we know that there's a metaphysical part of it and a physical part. I can only tell you, because I do so many of these readings, you know, y'all think Miss Blue is crazy. I'd be completely insane if I remembered everything, held on to all of that. So a big part of letting go and releasing is something I do all the time. But I can tell you that what I was picking up at that particular time was just that energy moving into your toes. One of the things I will tell you is that you need to cut down on the acid that you take inside of your body. One of the things that is coming to me, tell me what you and soda have to do with each other.
You know what?
Soda.
No, I haven't drank soda in years.
Say it again?
No. I haven't drank soda in years.
I can't hear you. Oh, let me see what you're saying.
I only drink water and herbal tea.
If you're talking, I can't hear you. What does you and soda? You haven't drank soda in years. Okay, so what about eating oranges? How are you with orange?
Yeah, I eat a lot of citrus. Yeah, orange.
Okay, because I'm seeing orange. It looks like drinking. So do you drink a lot of orange juice?
I drink a lot of herbal tea. I don't drink orange juice, though.
You don't drink orange juice, but you drink, you eat a lot of citrus. I want you to kind of back up off of some of the citrus a little bit and some of that. Back up off of some of that if you find that your toe is still hurting you. Really, I don't think you have anything to really kind of worry about in your physical body. I'm more concerned about the mindset of you, because sometimes it's kind of hard for you to balance these areas in your life. I talked about earlier getting a mugulite stone. This is really going to help you. This is really going to help you. And if you're drinking a lot of herbal teas, here's something that a lot of people don't know. Tea actually is sort of, it's really an herb. It has its own ingredients in there. Find you a good herbalist that can make you these blends that you can actually begin to drink, which are herbs. They're not actually tea. Tea itself is something completely different than natural herbs. So sometimes if your body becomes filled with what we know tea to be, tea is not good for you. But you can actually begin to drink herbs have nothing to do with tea. We call it tea. That's the generic term about it, but I want you to begin to get away from that. But it's not so much your diet. I want you to begin to look within. Sit down, do some writing. This is a great time for you to do some reflecting. Take a nice bath. I talked about on the first show of taking a bath by slicing up some oranges and putting them in it. I want you to begin to work out things and not stress about them, because I see you holding stress in your body. You hold stress in. You don't let it out. So get your mucilite, begin to rub that mucilite and begin to work with that and to begin to work with that energy. Your diet looks good to me. I don't see you eating a whole lot of crazy things like pork and all of this. I don't see that.
No.
I don't even see that within you. This has to do with more of the spiritual aspect with you and things that you're holding on that you haven't let go of. So I'm really, really honored, and it's a privilege that you've been able to go on this vision quest so you were able to see things through the men in your life, because this has had the big influence over you. So seeing these masks and hearing them tell you how sorry they are for the disappointments and not really sort of kind of being here or being that representation of that is going to help you tremendously, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Blue. And you're right.
Oh, thank you so much. Peace and love, and let me know what else comes up. Because usually, you guys, what happens after Vision Quest, I tell a lot of people this, especially when they begin to do Vision Quest, or I've done an Akashic Record reading for you, or any kind of Akashic Record reading, drink plenty of fluids, drink plenty of water, because that helps the spirit to move. And you'll notice that even your dreams, pay attention to your dreams after you've done the Vision Quest here, because more and more of this DNA, of your bloodline DNA, of your ancestral lineage will begin to come online for you. So excellent. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening, too. Hold the line. I have some divine help here with me, and I'm so thankful. All right, calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, Miss Blue. This is Belinda from Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm sorry. Okay, this is Belinda. Okay, Belinda, and where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio. From Cleveland.
You're calling from Cleveland. Okay, did you get a chance to do the Vision Quest?
Yes, I did.
Okay, share what you got.
Okay, the first mass, it was sort of white and long. It was long. But the message I got from that, from the tribe, was that it's like forgiveness, that I'm, you know, it's like sadness and forgiveness. Now, my second mask that I picked up was much better. It was like it gave me the thing, the key word there was unconditional love. And there was this sort of heat that came through my crown chakra at the time. It was so warm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like for me, it was like unconditional love. That I have to learn how to do that. But it was such a warm, it was so warm coming out of my crown chakra. But it was good. It's like I have to do more of giving of myself and unconditional love, not only for myself, but for family members and the community. You know, everyone I come in contact with now, I have to learn how to do that, which I have been doing, but more now. But that was the key word for me. Hello? Hello? Is going on. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay, so this quest that you had, you seen a mask and it taught you about unconditional love. Is that what you were saying? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so the mask that you pick up, do you know what ancestor it was?
Well, the thing I picked up was probably my mother.
Your mother. Okay. And the first color mask, was that the mask of your mother? Was it white?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. And so tell me about what you've seen that really kind of helped you with that.
What I've seen?
When you put the mask on, what did you see?
It was like a group of people. I couldn't recognize them, but it was like a tribe to me, like a group of people that were in, like, they weren't in huts or anything. They were just in a, like, a, just around.
Mm-hmm. When you put the mask on, you could see the group of people? Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't recognize them.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. And you, this helped to teach you about unconditional love? That's what you felt?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's what I felt. And then I felt this warm feeling coming to my crown chakra.
Beautiful.
It was so warm, I took it off.
Beautiful.
It was so warm.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that. And let me ask you, pick a number between 1 and 100 for me.
9.
The number 9. Beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. Did you also call in for reading as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you say yes? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what particular area would you like to talk about, or you would like to get some insight?
Insight with me is tapping into my divine self to learn more about what I need to learn more here. Not so much about
mm-hmm.
me that I can grow to do what I was, to get into my healing process, or just helping others, or helping the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely going to let you know that what you just did was a big step in the right direction. Wouldn't you agree? Learning about unconditional love, particularly when it comes to your mother, because of that relationship was between you and your mother there. Now, one of the things for you is that that I want you to begin to focus on is what is actually blocking you at this particular time? Because that was what the vision quest was about, was to look at some of the things that you feel is blocking you at this particular time.
Well, I know for a fact now it's just that my family members, my sister, my oldest sister, me and my brothers, coming up as a family group, we weren't really together. We was like disconnected. That's what's blocking me. And that's why I have to look inside myself to give this unconditional love without any, without any expectations of them, just to give it and let it go. Not thinking or needing anything back in return. That's my how to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about love now. That's what, it's got to be about love now for me. Nothing else.
Yes. And that's definitely in the right direction. Is about you recognizing unconditional love, but more so than the unconditional love is to know that there's no one to blame.
Right.
That there's no one to blame. There's no one to blame. And that's sort of kind of been sort of your theme. It's kind of like, who to blame? There's been a crime here, but no one is getting blamed for this crime. No one is getting blamed for this crime. And truly, in your heart, you feel like someone needs to take this blame for this crime.
And
here's the thing I want you to be okay with. I want you to be okay with that there was a crime. Let's go. Let's be okay with that. There was a crime. Let's be okay with that. And then also know that maybe the person to blame will never get. The person will never get. You see what I'm saying? They will never get it. They're never going to see it. So where does that leave you? Where does that leave you at with this? Are you going to spend your whole life blaming, judging?
No.
Accusing.
No, I'm going to let it go. I don't blame myself or them anymore. I just want to just give you know, more of myself with, you know, just to love more. That's the only thing I can come, you know, what I get.
Yeah.
I can't, I have to let that, every, just let mm-hmm. it go. There's no one to, for me, there's no one to really blame. I don't blame myself anymore. I don't blame, you know, them. It just happened, and I have to let it go and start over again with love. It has to be about love.
Well, right. Well, here's the thing, because you've tried that before, haven't you? And it
yeah.
didn't work.
Well, I'm
so
thinking maybe I didn't try hard enough for it.
No. You tried that before and it didn't work. But let me tell you, what's really honest blocking you is to come fully to grips with what is going on. Then you have to come to grips with what happened or what actions you took after the blame.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know how sometimes when they talk about car pile up on the interstate, and they'll say there was a 10 car pile up.
Yes.
When they get there, what happens is one car hits one car. That car rams into the next car, and that car rams into the next car, and then the next car rams into the next car.
Right.
And so now, now you have, you, everybody has. The first car is saying, well, he hit me, so forced me to hit this car. I didn't mean to hit this car,
right.
But I was here, and this car hit me. Does that make sense?
Yes, no one, okay.
So this is where you are with this. So now what has to happen is you got to truly purge it all. You got to truly let it all go. You truly, for once and all, have to let it go. And you also have to recognize where you are, what happened afterwards. Because one of the things is for sure, if you could choose to feel any way in the world right now at this moment, how would you feel?
Right now? I'd be...
Yeah. If you could decide how you want it to feel, how would you feel?
I want to feel good about it. Just to forget it and let it, you know. That's the only way I can move on.
No. I didn't ask you how you can move on. I said if you could feel in any way you want in the world right now at this moment, how would you feel? Come on, you come on now. You know my energy gets built up, and then I'm gonna be able to hear you in a minute.
Okay, I would feel.
So come on.
I don't think I would feel too good. I mean,
why not?
Because I don't. You know, with me, it's like. I don't blame anybody but myself for the actions.
No. But listen to what I'm saying, and this is a part of it. You are stuck here. I want you to hear me when Miss Blue tells you this.
Okay.
You are stuck here, and you have been here so long, you don't know how to move your ass out of this spot. You're going to get moved tonight because we got a lot of people on the line. You got to go.
Okay.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me if you could choose how you can feel at this moment, how would you feel?
At this moment of truth? No, I wouldn't feel too good. I can't hear you.
Why not? Why wouldn't you feel too good? You're picking how you get to feel, and you're telling me that you still choose to feel not good. Why?
Because I haven't completed what I need to complete.
Wait a minute. That sounds crazy. I'm trying to deal with my family members. Okay, but your family members are... Listen, hold on a second. Your family members are trying to deal with you. This is truth. Why you think you're dealing with them? No, they're dealing with you. So you tell me, how would you feel if you can choose to feel any way you want. What is your choice? Not what others told you, not what people want you to feel. What do you choose?
I choose to feel great about it because...
What is it?
Good, great.
Okay.
Good in my spirit, you know.
You choose to feel great.
Great.
Okay. Then this is what I want you to do. Say your name. I feel your name great. I say your name, feel great.
I, Belinda, feel great.
Say it again.
I, Belinda, feel great.
One more time.
I, Belinda, feel great.
Now. You have to release it right now. I want you to scream it at the top of your lungs. I want you to get us to believe it.
Oh,
know it to be your truth. We want to hear you scream it.
Scream it. I feel great.
Release it. That's not a scream. I need you to release it into the universe so you can't take it back. You can't ever take feeling great back. Let me hear you release it.
I feel exceptionally great.
A little bit more energy.
Miss Bleagle put me on. I, Belinda, feel exceptionally great.
There you go. You need to say that every single day. Stand in front of the mirror, and I want you to tell yourself, I love me. Know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be on your path. You have to begin to start to know that you know exactly what you need to know when you need to know it. Stop blaming your family. Stop it. You're a grown woman. Don't make me tell your age, Belinda, because I'll tell it.
I don't blame my family. I don't blame my family, Miss Blue. Everything that's happened to my family, I chose to,
yes,
to
you
do that.
Yes, you
I
do.
I chose to do it.
No. You still blame family. That's why you say you're dealing with them. Anytime you say you're dealing with somebody, blame them.
No, I really can't contact my older sister.
Yeah.
No, that's the only
okay.
little person I have
and
issues with. I can't contact her. But no, I don't
okay.
blame anyone but myself when it comes, because I chose to do what I chose to do, taking care of my family members, my sister.
No,
and
you
that.
Didn't.
I didn't?
No. You didn't. You didn't do. No, you didn't really. Not on a conscious level. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having a problem. So you couldn't have chose it. No. You didn't choose that. That wasn't in your best interest.
I told me and my father had a conversation when my mother wanted to put my sister into a home, and I was only like 10 or 12 then, and I had told him then that, no, that wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
And
do you think a 10-year-old
I didn't tell that to my mother.
Let me
it to
ask you
father.
A question. Think a 10-year-old. I don't care if you told it to the man on the moon. Do you think a 10-year-old is capable of making decisions? Life decisions at 10.
No, but at that time, there was so much love for me and my heart for my sister, I did make that decision.
Okay. You made the decision and you feel...
Yeah. That I was okay
and,
with
all right.
That.
So good. So why aren't you celebrating the shit you claim you're doing out of love? You don't get to do something for somebody and then turn around and beat yourself up about it and say that you want to do it. That is insanity at its highest level. You want to stay in the circle, jerk? This
no.
is going to keep you there. Be
but I didn't
honest
do it for
with
anything.
Yourself.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, but I've done that out of love.
So, Belinda, so why do you feel so bad? Why do you feel so bad, Belinda? If you're doing all of this shit for love and that's all you want, why do you feel so bad? Love doesn't make you feel bad. It just doesn't.
I don't feel bad because I've done it, because right now, my, you know, they're passed on. I just, you know.
So what's the problem, Belinda? What's the problem then? You don't have anybody else to care for, so now you don't know what to do with yourself?
Oh, no, I have a lot of things to do.
Okay, what's the
right
problem,
now,
Belinda?
We spent 20 moments
trying to get you to say that you I can't say I feel good right now. I don't feel good about myself. Why don't you feel good about yourself?
Well, right
Why
now,
aren't
I,
you
I,
carrying
I,
this badge?
Okay, right now it's like I'm just still dealing with my
ma'am?
I'm still dealing with my health problems. With the cancer, you know, I don't take the cancer treatment anymore, but
you
that's what I'm dealing with. I have a lot of pain still from that I'm still dealing with, which I have been cancer-free for like 5 years, but the treatments were so strong, I have a lot of problems, after effects from that now. That's my problem right now, and dealing with that is still,
I think
the root of my problem there, because there's still a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm. Belinda,
yes.
I want you to recognize all of the wonderful things you have done in your life that you will not give yourself credit for. You did all of these sacrifices for your family members, your sisters and your brothers, and then you turned around and not only made those sacrifices for them, but then you went through something that most people have a hard time dealing with. You battled through cancer. You've been cancer-free for 5 years. It's been in remission for you, and you still have a hard time giving yourself credit. Do you see this?
No.
Do you hear this?
Yes.
Do you feel this?
I don't understand why to give myself credit for it. I mean, I didn't see the need for that, to give myself credit.
You don't see the need to give yourself credit for anything. So that's why I say to you, Belinda, if you can choose any way that you feel, you said, and I want you to hear what you said out of your mouth. You said,
right.
I don't feel good right now because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what Belinda said out of her mouth.
Yes.
Do you recognize that your thoughts, things that you think, do you realize that disease and all of these things starts in the mind first?
Yes, I understand that now.
And then they manifest themselves in life. And let me help you to understand the occult meaning behind cancer. And I want you to hear this, and then we're going to move on from here.
Okay.
But cancer is about deep, deep, long-standing hurt and resentment and deep secrets that have been held within inside your mind. This makes a breeding ground for these things we call cancers. It's something that's eating away at you. It's about self-hatred in most cases. It's about you disliking yourself. So you want to know why I'm getting a little elevated? Because you're sitting here on the phone telling me that you can't say that you can choose to feel good about Belinda because you don't feel like you're doing the work you're supposed to do. Don't plant seeds for plants you don't want to grow in your garden. If you are truly about love, then be love. If you are truly about giving, then be giving. If you are truly about speaking your truth, then speak your truth. It's very simple, simple, simple. It's not complicated at all.
Okay.
Be what you are about and stop letting the things of the past cloud the present and taint the future. It doesn't have to be that way. I understand that you're still dealing with pains, But you have to begin to start giving yourself credit for the loving, caring, non-judging person that you say you are. Be that. Be that. Know that. Step that into your truth. Feel it in your body so well that you don't have a problem with giving yourself credit for who you truly are. It only becomes a contradiction when the heart and mind don't line up. All right? So peace and love to you. Peace and love, peace and love. Peace and love to you, Belen. Peace and love. Yes. Heart and the mind. Pretty tricky there. Heart and the mind needs to line up. Needs to line up. We're going to go to the next caller while we stick in here. We're live in the remix. Calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello, greetings.
Hi, I was talking about the Vision Quest. Are we still doing it?
Okay, who's on the line, please?
Hi, I'm Christine.
Who's on the line, please?
I'm Christine.
Greetings to you, Christine. Yes,
can you hear me?
Cool. We sure can hear you loud.
Yay!
Yes, we can.
First time calling, not the first time.
All
listening.
Right, Christine, tell us about your...
Okay.
Your first-time listener, first-time caller?
No, not first-time listening, but first-time caller.
Okay, gotcha, Christine. Okay, tell us about your vision quest.
Okay, I never, like, planted my feet anywhere. It was like I floated through the whole process. But I went to an Egyptian pyramid / temple. Like, it was a small pyramid or something. So I went inside the door, and then I didn't quite see Maz. I saw, like, papyrus or papyrus, like, images, like my Egyptian tarot deck. And I saw Isis. I think that was, yeah, Isis. And then it kind of blurred into
my... Hold on a second. Did you do the Vision Quest?
Yeah, this is my second time doing it. I tweeted you the first time.
No, wait. Hold on a second. We didn't do it two times. It only happened once. So
Friday.
Did you do... No, this
yeah,
is not the same one, sweetie. We're talking about the one tonight.
That's what I'm talking about. That one, too. This is my second one doing it. I did one Friday when we did it before.
Okay.
With the jungle and all that. And then I did one this Saturday. I mean, Sunday.
Okay, so this was the one about your family lineage and a mask. And so tell us again about what happened.
It was a long table, long dark table, and I didn't see mask. I just saw, like, kind of like images. It was not like a concrete, you know, mask. Does that make sense?
Go ahead, we're listening. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, then I when you said pick up the second mask, that's when the picture of Buddha came up for me. So I don't, you know, I didn't have a, you know, I know what a mask looks like, but it was more like the Buddha was more, you know, dimensional, what have you, but the other ones were more like two dimensional, like I was reading out of a book. That kind of look.
Okay.
And then when you started telling me to run, when I got outside, it wasn't like a desert. I mean, I saw the sand, but the sky was more like a dusk or dawn. So I didn't feel like the overhead heat like, you know, you would traditionally feel from a desert. It was more like the beginning or the end of something.
Right.
But when I did the other vision quest before last week, I always come back to Egyptian stuff. That's what I was getting at. I always go back to Egyptian.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. So what was the information you brought back that was helpful for you? What wisdom did you get?
I think it was like a solidified that I'm on the right track. That the one.
Okay,
that the
beautiful, beautiful. That you're on the right track.
Right.
Okay. All right. And what was your name again?
Christine, Christine. Yeah, I tweeted when you
okay,
said he was on the
air. All right. Like, beautiful, Christine. Yeah, it's a little wacky over here, but we can hear loud and clear, and that's good.
Okay.
All right, well, that's beautiful. Pick a number between 1 and 100 for me.
24. And my birthday is Tuesday.
Okay,
I heard you
beautiful.
Say shout-out to birthday, so my birthday is Tuesday.
Okay. All right, well, shout out to you for your Earth Day birthday there. Did you also call in for a reading as well?
Yeah, but is there any way you just do a general, just because it's a new year for me? Because I don't look at, you know, January 1st as a new year. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay, yeah, I don't really do general readings. I don't even know what that
okay.
is because this is your life. You understand? So tell me
okay.
What you want.
Like,
yeah, I don't.
Can we talk about, I'm really, 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 really want this house that we've been trying to get ready to move to a different, you know, area. So, I don't know, energy around that?
So you wanna know about moving into a house? This is what
yeah.
you wanna know about?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. Go ahead.
I didn't say anything, I was listening.
Okay. I'm on a slight delay here, so I don't even know what planet I'm on. I'm somewhere on a slight delay, so thank you guys in advance. all right, so are you with me? You on a
yes,
slight delay? Okay. Here's a couple of things I want to kind of bring up for you when it comes to this particular house. Because right now, everything that's going on with this house and the location of it, and I also seeing that finance is a big issue, that
uh-huh.
this is going to be a struggle to get into this house and keep it. Is that true?
Getting into the house, I don't think so, but keeping it, I don't know, because it's kind of big.
Yeah, come on, let's be honest. You asked about the house, and I'm going to give you some
yeah.
honest things that I'm picking up from the house. One of the things that I think that you love about this house, not that you don't need to get this house. This is not about that. It's not that you're not deserving of this house, but I want you to keep looking and really keep your options open. When it comes to this house right now, unless there are some things that drastically change, this I do not see manifesting for you, not this particular house, but I see you moving into something that's going to be better. It's going to be easier to maintain financially wise. It's still going to be somewhere in the same location. I would keep looking in that particular location where you are, because that's more about what you love, where the placement of the house is, things about the house, the neighborhood. These are some of the things that attract you to the house, correct?
Right.
So keep looking, because I see that this house, it's going to be a lot of stress and strain on you guys to maintain the financial obligations that's going to go with this house. And the last thing you want to do, because this is something you dealt with a couple of years back, correct?
Pretty much.
Are you with
like,
me?
You know, when you kept saying that you've done it over and over again, this is the same thing I've been doing over and over again. And it's like, I was so tired of it. So when we, you know, finally said we're going to move into a house, that's what we wanted to
yes.
do.
Yes.
But, I've been trying to do everything I can to break this financial
mm-hmm.
cycle. I know it's karmic.
Yes. Well, it's I don't know if it's so much karmic or if it's so much of, I guess you can call it karmic. I don't know if I would go so much. It's a lesson for you to learn, but it's not. One of the things, if the house is important for you, then you need to start setting yourself up that this becomes your number one priority. And I just don't personally think that where you are right now, it's always going to be your number one priority. You think that right. By getting the house, it will sort of force this to be your number one priority, but it doesn't actually work that way. You're going to get a house. Make sure you're looking at a house for things that you really want to value in a house and not getting caught up in everything that glitter is the goal.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I see about that house. I don't think that it's going to be anything. I think you're going to get a house. You're definitely going to be able to move and get a house. But there's some things that have to get in order before you do that. And this particular house financially is going to be a strain. It's going to be a strain. It really is. And so you have to ask yourself the question, you know, is this what I really want? Now, who wants to be in a house but can never be there to enjoy it because you got to keep working to pay the bills? Stay in it.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you'll find one. You'll find one that'll work for you, and you'll find one. So do that. Start, keep looking. Don't give up the search. Don't make this your only spot. Keep looking, and be honest about what it is you're really trying to achieve here. Yes.
Okay. I'm writing all this stuff down. That's why I'm not saying anything. Okay. Thank you.
You said what now?
I said I was writing stuff down.
You're
I thought I didn't say anything.
Peace and love to you. Thank you.
Away.
Okay. Oh, okay. You were writing. Yes. And here's what I also want you to do. Make sure you clean house. Make sure you clean house where you are. And here's the thing with the house that I want you to keep in mind. You can get in a house, but are you going to be able to keep it? See, we're dealing with that Cain and Abel story again. And we know what
right.
happened to Cain. Who killed Cain?
Yeah.
Who killed? We know who killed him. So you
right.
can get in the house, but are you going to be able to keep the house? That's the deal. See, anybody can get in a house. It's not difficult. You can drive down the street and see signs on the billboard that says, we can get you in a house. You can get a house, but are you going to be able to keep it? That's the key. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank
beautiful,
you
beautiful.
For the honesty.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. First time calling
okay.
you. Welcome.
Yes.
Spiritual work. Thank let
you.
Me know. Email us. Call back in. Let us know how it goes. Peace and love.
That's your love.
Beautiful,
that's
beautiful. True. Still in a little bit of a delay, but we're doing our thing. Doing our thing here on the remix, you got 646-652-2711 is the number call. And let's see if we can get to the next caller, because right now I'm spinning in a circle over here. So I don't even know if I can go to the board. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 786. 786, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Lou. This is Rosalyn.
786.
This is Rosalyn. I'm calling from Miami. Hello?
Oh, okay. Yes, it's a little delay, Rosalyn, but I'm here. You're calling from Miami. Yes. You got a chance, Rosalyn, to do...
the vision quest?
You got a chance, Rosalyn, to do... do the vision? Yes, tell us about it.
Okay. The first mask that I got, it was gold and it was blue. And what came through was my mom and my grandmother. And the message I got from them, it was their life was hard. My second mask, it was beige, but I didn't pick up a color. And when I put that mask on, my great-grandmother, Rachel, came through, but I didn't get any message or anything from her.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. That was really good. So what was the overall feeling that you got when you came back, Rosalind?
Well, my overall feeling was I didn't understand why the message came through that my grandmother and my mother's life was hard, because I was aware of that. So I don't know why that message came through.
Mhm. So how is your life? Is your life hard?
It has been at times.
Mhm. All right. Yeah. So why do you think it that they were reminding you that their life was hard? What do you think could have been the powerful message or the spiritual message they wanted you to see by just reminding you they also had a very hard life?
Maybe not to give up. They endured, even though they had a difficult
time,
they endured.
That's definitely what they're telling you.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Pick a number for me, Rosalind, between 1 and 100, please.
35.
35, beautiful. Did you also call in for a reading as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is there something in particular you want Miss Blue to take a look at?
A business that I started. You know, I want to know if it will be successful. Is this something I should stick with?
A business you started, you want to know if you're going to be successful. Tell me why. I see a kitchen around you.
A kitchen? I don't know. My business doesn't have anything to do with the kitchen, unless I'm going to be working in the kitchen doing my business.
What is the business?
It's a protection for radiation protection against, you know, radiation that comes off your cell phone and different appliances, things like that, that give off radiation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, here's the thing about business. Anything that you do can be successful. Depends on what your definition of success is. Is success just starting the business? And I think that's a great idea, you know, to provide people or sell to help them with protecting themselves from radiation, which in fact the kitchen has a lot of radiation in it, particularly those who have microwave ovens in their kitchen. It does have that. Yeah. So will it be successful? Depends on what you mean by successful. What's success? People will know about it. People will buy a million of them. Well, it depends on what you think about being successful. But yes, anything that you do and put energy in, you're going to get that energy back. If that's successful, then yes, it is. But I'll also tell you something else that maybe you've kind of overlooked. You can't hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'll wait a minute. Okay, perfect. Good. Okay, so is that going to be successful? I would say it depends on what you think of success. If you think that it's going to help you to sustain yourself and be able to just be independent of all things, I think it will be a while before that happens. Because this is an idea that someone else has already started and you'll be selling it under them, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that correct? Yeah. I think
yeah,
it'll be something
correct.
Great for you to do. You want to do it? Go ahead and do it. I would say that. I'm going to tell you what came up for me. I see you in the kitchen, And I see a recipe that was given to you that everybody knows this recipe for you to be able to make. You know what I'm talking about?
No. A recipe that was given to me?
Well, passed down, it looks like something that was passed down through generations that you know how to make, that everyone really loves. It looks like it's some sort of dessert.
I don't know, Miss Blue, because, you know, I've changed my diet so much in the last 4 or 5 years that if I think of a dessert, it's something sweet with sugar in it, and I don't really deal with that anymore.
Okay, but there's ways that you can alter things. I mean, I know everybody has changed their diet. I mean, but I see you in the kitchen doing these meals. I really see that. I do see you in the kitchen. Do you like to cook? Did you used to like to cook?
I love to cook.
Okay, well, let me know I'm not crazy here because I'm like, okay. But, yeah, I really
wow.
would challenge you to take some of the classic recipes that you have and the new ways to really kind of reinvent them, you know, release some of this energy and begin to reinvent them. You know, I really see that being a very, very big success for you. I do.
Wow.
And it's something you love doing. You understand? A lot of times we love doing things for a reason. And even though we change our lives and we change our diets, it doesn't change the love. The love is what's going to make you help it to evolve itself. So just like you've evolved and you don't eat all these sweet things anymore, you can still make these dishes and still replace them with natural things such as honey. It's all kinds of different things that you can put in there that is natural that still you can still enjoy these things.
Okay, that's very interesting, Miss Blue, because a lot of times mm-hmm. when I cook up, I say I'm led by the spirit. You know, I do things and I don't know why I'm doing, put an ingredient in, I don't know why I'm putting it there, but I just say I'm led by the spirit.
Okay, so Miss Blue's right on the money. You need to go ahead and shout that, girl. That's a good revelation right here. And it's people in the chat room talking about they waiting on a holistic peach cobbler.
Oh, my God.
So they waiting on it. Yes.
I know the feeling.
I think it's great that you want to help people with these things of radiation, but where the spirit moved me was instantly the kitchen. And you know me, I'm always going to be in. Tell you the truth of what I pick up spiritually. I'm not concerned about being right. I'm just going
right.
to tell you, and you get to take what you need and move from there. But that's where I see truly your passion, where your heart is, where your spirit is. Then you just confirmed it and said sometimes the spirit just moves you to put something in a dish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we'd love to see what's cooking over there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you. I thank you. And peace, you're welcome. Peace and love. And let us know how that goes. Let us know how all of that goes. Selling those devices, the cooking, everything. Call back in. We're going to hear from you. Peace and love.
All right. Thank you very much. Peace and love.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. And yes, there's sort of a delay here, everyone. So 773, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 773. Three. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller because I don't hear 773. Do you guys hear 773? Okay. Next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 78. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678? Okay, welcome to the next caller. Next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 225? Can you guys hear me in the chat room? Am I still there? Let's see what's really going on. Okay, great. You guys can hear me loud and clear. We're waiting for 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. No, 225. All right, let's try this one. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Ms. Blue.
404?
Ms. Blue.
Yes.
Ms. Blue, this is Grim. Ms. Blue.
Griff.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Griff.
What's up, Ms. Blue?
Hey, Griff, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Too funny. What's going on, Griff?
Oh, nothing much. Just want to share tonight.
Okay. So tell us about your vision quest and tell us what you've seen. Griff, are you still with us? Okay, hopefully Griff is still talking because where is Griff? Griff? Let's see. Hold on a second, Griff. Hold on. Where are you at, Griff? Hold on, Griff. That's not you. I think... Griff? 404, Griff. Blog Talk. No, his call dropped. Go figure. So let's see if he can call back in. But until then, we're going to go to the next caller. We're live in the remix, you guys. That blue energy is some powerful stuff, boy, I tell you. It's just causing all kinds of energy to go all over the place. Right now I have a blue circle spinning right in front of my face here. Right here. Live right here. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 573. Live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 573.
Hello, this is Davina. I'm calling from Columbia, Missouri.
This is who?
Davina.
Okay, what was your name again?
Davina.
Davina, I'm so excited to have someone on the line. Greetings to you, Davina.
Hello. Very excited.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you do the vision quest?
I was driving. I did the last one Friday. That probably doesn't count, but
it was only one. So that's fine. You were driving. Did you get?
What's that?
I said, what did you get? Were you able to pick up anything, or no?
No, but I have been doing the ancestor, trying to awaken my DNA with my ancestor.
Yeah. You said what now?
I said I've been trying to awaken my connection with my ancestors. Matter of fact, me and my father were talking about that earlier today.
Okay.
He happens to be like awakening and stuff, which is crazy because it's almost like we're awakening certain things we are awakening to at the same time.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
Mhm. That's beautiful. That's pretty cool. No, that's pretty cool. All right. So, what though for you this evening? What can Miss Blue do for you this evening? Pick a number for me first of between 1 and 100.
52.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you for that. And so, what sort of kind of prompt you to call in?
I called in about a few weeks ago. And it was about my son. You know, the uncontrolled child. we've been working on it, and
yeah, the child that told you he wasn't going to bed.
Yes. We've been working on it.
Was that another sister?
Huh? Hello? Oh.
Yes, I'm right here. It's.
Oh, you're reading something.
It's a lot going on. Okay, so keep talking. We need to keep the energy flowing through the line. So you called a couple of weeks ago about your son and the sort of uncontrollable one. And so what's going on? Tell Miss Blue what's going on.
Well, I've been going into some discipline with him, and I've been talking to people and stuff because I really never wanted to resort to which I resorted to the belt, and I just hit him once with it. But it's really because he thinks he's in charge.
You never wanted to resort.
Yeah, I never wanted to resort to that, but I guess maybe he's just so into thinking that he's in control. His father is like an alpha male, and I think he follows his personality a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been, it's getting better between us, but, you know, a few times when you do the hugs and stuff and you'd be like, you know, explain to him what happened, he's like, Mommy, don't hit me. And I'm like, I explained to him, you know, Trey, Mommy had to use the belt because Mommy's in charge. You have to understand that, you know. And I guess I'm worried about, I don't want to break his spirit because I kind of feel like he's more, I don't know, sometimes I feel like people put too much control on their children and they don't allow them to be kids. And I feel like kids, their spirits would get shut down, you know, as far as like confidence and security and stuff. And I don't want to do that.
I think I got the gist of what you're saying. I want to tell you a quote, and then I want to talk about something. One, you spare the rod, you spoil the child, first of all. That's one. But here's what I want you to understand about being in control. And I understand we're talking about the situation as a parent versus a child. And so here's the thing that I want you to understand, that what you have taught your son is that you're not consistent. That's what you've taught him. You're not consistent, and all he has to do is to keep pushing you, and he's going to get his way. You have taught that to him so well that now he's teaching your ass that. That's what he's doing now. He's teaching you that, check it out. I don't know why you're trying to be consistent, because you know damn well you ain't consistent. You're not. But see, a lot of times children are watching what we don't say versus what we do say. And personally, what has happened in your case with your child is that you're giving him too much of the wrong attention. Too much of the wrong attention. Now, having a conversation with him, helping him to understand, is he going to put up some resistance? Of course he is. He has been running the show, and he's really been showing you how inconsistent you not was, that you still are. So this is about you recognizing that you have to get children love discipline, not abuse, discipline.
Right.
As far as you killing his spirit, come on, stop it. You can't kill his spirit?
Okay.
How you going to kill his spirit?
How does that work?
How are you...
I don't know. I reflect back to my childhood, and I felt like I was abused a lot, and I can't put my finger on.
But he's not you,
right?
He's not you, and your childhood of what happened to you is not the same thing, because what you don't want right now, he's telling you, mommy, no. In a couple of years, what he's going to be doing is punching you in your face, or he's going to have a gun up somebody else's face, because there's a place where they put children and where they put adults who feel like they can go around this world and do whatever they want. So here's the deal, that you got to start walking the walk and walking the talk for real. You got to put on some big girl panties and recognize that you are a mother. You're not a child trying to relive your childhood. That's not what's going on here. You're a mother. And if you do not give your son a way to deal with life, then life is going to deal with his ass. Guess what? Life don't give a damn about breaking your spirit at all.
Right.
Life don't give a damn. So here's what has to happen. You start taking small steps with him. You ain't got to beat him. Don't beat him to death, because you didn't get him in the situation by doing that to him. You don't have to beat him to death, but you sit him down and you explain. When you say bedtime is 8 o'clock, bedtime is 8 o'clock. When you say, I need you to pick up your toys. But see, by the same token, that means that you got to get up and you got to be mommy for real. See, I personally believe that why our children can't have children, because we ain't being adults. We're not being women for real. If you can't be a real woman, then how do you expect your child to be a real fucking child? He can't. So you have to begin to start to do things that mother would do. How much love does a mother have? When was the last time that you sat down and ate breakfast with him and spent some time with him? That's the kind of love and attention you need to give him. When was the last time that you said, come on, we're going to put this puzzle together, and I want to talk about how your day is going. I want to talk about what's going on with your mind, and I want to share with you what mommy's here doing. These are the things that is important. This is what he's going to learn to respect and what he's not. This is where you gain your control. That consistency. When he sees you get up every morning and he sees you take a shower, clean the bathroom, and make your bed, then he's going to want to do it. But if he sees you not doing none of that, why the hell should he do it? And then you turn around and tell him he needs to go pick up his toys, he looks at you like you the biggest damn joke on the planet. For real? You want me to go do something that you ain't got the guts to do? He just ain't old enough to tell you yet.
Okay.
Give him real love. Give him real love. After we do this, after we get done with this, here's what we're going to do. You're going to come and get in the bed with mommy, and I'm going to talk to you. And we're going to talk about these things. We're going to work through this punishment. And then when you get to the point where you wilding your ass out, then I'm going to show you how to wild out for real. Because, see, you won't do it again. You ain't got to beat him all the time, but you need to stand firm. You're a mother. You're not a child. Your parents did things to you that you didn't like. There's not a child on this planet that likes everything their parent did. It just isn't.
That's right.
You cannot kill spirit. If you kill his spirit, then you'll go to prison for murder because you killed your child. But you can kill his spirit.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I'm not telling you to shut him down and talk crazy to him. Do kids make you want to talk crazy to them? Hell yes. I don't think it's a parent alive that don't feel like sometimes we got to really talk crazy to our kids. But that's not your start point. Your start point is with some real love. But that love has got to start with you being consistent. That's where it starts from. These babies are too smart now. You know how our parents used to say, no, you don't do what I do, you do what I say?
Right, right.
These kids are too smart for that. So when your son is, when your son is looking at you, he's looking at you like you're a big joke. You're a joke. For real? You telling me to do what? Look at your room. You telling me to clean my room? Look at your, did you see your room?
Yes, I understand.
No, that's real talk. So be that example. And see, you know, this is something my father used to say in his house. You can't talk shit until you got your shit straight. And I think with parents, speaking to myself included here and all parents, is that we got to get our shit together first. We want our children to do some shit that we ain't able to do. How does that work? How does that work? We want our kids to have the discipline that we don't have as damn adults. So where are they supposed to get that shit from?
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
So be that example. It's not about being a perfect parent. Know that everybody is perfect in what they're doing. But start setting those examples. These are things that can begin to do together. Together. With love. Give him good attention. Too much time when it comes to sisters, and I'm talking to us in particular, just because of this situation. We only know how to be grown when we in some face of a goddamn man. But when it comes to our children, we become little kids again. We all refer back to our crazy ass childhood.
Okay. Yeah.
So time is out for that. You know, once a brother told me is that we raise our daughters and we spoil our boys. So as a result, we don't have men. We don't have solid men. Like, what happened to the brothers that step up front? I mean, it's a lot of them out there, but not many. What happened to the brother that could stand front, that can handle? You know, we see more and more that boys are losing respect for their mothers. And this ain't because they've seen somebody shaking their ass on TV. This is because they've seen somebody shaking their ass in their house who was calling themselves their mother. So it's better for you to have the tough years with him now than have him 19, 20 years old somewhere holding a gun in somebody's face or holding a gun in your face.
Right. Right. I definitely
break his spirit? No. You can't.
Can I ask you one more question?
You said what?
About his dad. His daddy's like trying to get more time with him and stuff. But he's not like helping out with
Yeah.
I don't
his
know.
His dad what
to,
now?
Like, he's trying to get more time with him. He's like, he wants more time with him, but he's not buying stuff for him, like just clothes. And I mean, I'm completely like supporting him. I can't depend on his father, but yeah, his father's trying to get more time with him, which is helpful to me, but I don't know. I mean, I know I'm willing to work on anything to be a better mother for my son, but sometimes I feel his dad is like comfortable in his ways and doesn't see it as an importance. Should I not worry about that? I mean, because it is helpful for me to get more time, you know, to myself and to take care of stuff. But I don't want it to be, I don't know, maybe I worry too much about little stuff. I don't know.
You said what now? It's what now?
I mean, it's good for me to get more time to myself for my son when he spends it with his dad, but I think his dad, I don't know if he wants him for the wrong reasons, because as far as, like, buying
so
him
do
clothes
you,
and...
Let me ask you this. So you don't want him to be with his dad. Tell me the problem with him and his father. What's the problem?
I don't know if like you said, you know, being an example, I don't know if his dad is being an example for him, like what he's seeing his father as far as, like, his actions or his temperament. I mean, I'm willing to say if I'm wrong, then I'll be wrong, but do you see that as his dad being an issue at all, or, you know, him wanting to spend more time with him?
Okay. Let me see if I can get caught up here, because I heard you say something about his father. I'm trying to kind of get caught up on what they say. Let me see if we can hear. Tell me about the problem with his father again. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. He has anger issues. And he has he's like an alpha male, which is, I don't think is a problem, but I think sometimes he doesn't. His father, yeah.
His father right now, his father has issues. Sometimes he doesn't.
I know I'm not the best example, but I don't know whether he.
How old is your son again? Five?
He'll be three October 28th.
He'll be three. Okay, I don't know why I thought he was five. And you said that you said his father has anger issues. He's kind of like an alpha male.
Yeah, he has anger issues. He's an alpha male. He's just I think he's a disrespectful person to pretty much anybody. You know,
You think he's what now?
He's disrespectful to basically anybody. You know, he's a real controlling person.
Dad is a control freak.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I think this is a problem? Here's one of the things I want to say, and he's disrespectful. Okay. Sisters, please, I promise you, there is no perfect situation, but we really have to make sure who we're having these babies for. You know, these brothers somehow started out as amazing men, and then all of a sudden, what happens? Like, what happens? You know, I don't get the perception change. But here's the thing. You're going to have to raise your son the way that you want if he has his father there. Most, when you say control freak, see, I have a problem with what to understand what that truly means. When a person is a control freak, is he really a control freak, or is he trying to raise his son a certain kind of way?
Well, see, the issue I have right now is
really
custody of him, and he's wanting more time with his son, and he doesn't buy him anything. He bought him like some white beaters. You know, me and my son, we even stayed in a shelter for a year. He didn't, you know, he was always demanding, I want to see him, and I've given him time. I even give him more time than they request. But it's for the wrong reasons, because as far as I see, you know, he's not helping out with his education. He's not buying him shoes, buying him clothes. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So he's not helping with education. But here's the thing. But all of these things about this man you already knew when you got with him. You see? You knew this.
Yeah, I did.
So don't hold your son responsible. You knew
no,
this.
No, I don't want to hold on.
You understand, and it breaks my heart.
I
understand where you're coming from, but I wanna, you know, as I say, I'm not gonna mix sugar with shit. You knew all of this when you were going with him. It was good enough for you to go with him and have a child with him, and now all of a sudden this is a problem. On some levels, I get it. When we know better, we should do better. I get all of that. But also, I want you to recognize that your son's father is not there just to give you a damn break. That's your child.
No, okay.
You understand what I'm saying? It's your child. And it's not just about him buying school clothes for him. If he can be there to sort of kind of give him sort of that balance that he needs from the masculine energy as his father, then let him spend time with his father.
Okay.
Because you already knew he wasn't helping you shit when y'all was going together. So why would he take care of his child? Why would that happen?
I know. I kind of had a feeling before. I thought he was doing it out of a spite of me or to get control of the situation. But now I'm like wondering, you know, he's like, I want more time with him. And I'm like, is it for the wrong reasons? Because I know he has money, and I'm not saying I want his money. I even told him, you know, it's not about child
support.
Yeah,
but, you know, I mean, he's the same man he was when he met you. He's the same man. Somewhere along the line, you change. You got smart and change. So let that be the case. Don't hold your child responsible for something you already knew. If he's going to spend time with his father and you feel that, don't do it because you need a break. That's how would you feel as you talk about killing somebody's spirit? How would you feel as a child if you felt like the only reason your mother let go see your father is because she needs a break from your ass?
No. That's not why I do it. I mean, I give him more time.
Yeah, I understand what you said, but that's what I understand what you mean. But that's
what
you said. You said it gives me a break.
Yeah. I know before
so
I
take some time. Recognize that you're doing a wonderful job as a mother. That you are doing what you need to as mother. This is a decision that you made to be your son's mother. So take that job just as serious as you take other jobs that you have in your life.
Okay. Okay.
Take that just as serious and really begin to look at that. Know that you're doing a wonderful job. But this is not you. You can't re-raise yourself again. So that's out the question. Everything that you wanted to say your mama and daddy did incorrect, now you get the chance. See, it's really easy to talk about shit until you have to walk that walk. Because now you walk in that walk and you've done things different than your parents. Look at your child. Look at him. Are you proud of that? You proud that that's how you raising him?
I mean, some things I'm proud of on him, but some things I'm not. But, I mean, I know I'm not going to be perfect, but I want to do the best within my control.
The things that you're not proud of, change. Change before it's too late. Don't wait for his daddy to change it. Don't wait for him to go to school to change it. You change it because you're the one because he spends the most time with you, you're the one who is responsible for him. You help him get into that position. So you need to help him get out of it. That's your role as a mother. And the only way you're going to do that is to be consistent.
Okay.
Give him real love, not a fake sense of love. We have enough people running around in this world that has a fake sense of what love really is. Love is not letting you do whatever the fuck you want to do. That ain't love.
Okay.
Your child gets in a position where you need to stop him from hurting his for someone else, and he won't even listen to you. That's not love. So be consistent. Give him quality time, and don't worry about the quantity. Because there are parents that spend 24 hours with their kids, and their kids have no respect. Their children don't know how to take care of themselves, but they got have the parents looking at them 24 hours a day. So it's not about the quantity of time that you spend with them, but the quality of time that you give with him.
Okay.
It'll take time, but you can turn it around. Just be consistent with him. Do those things. Have him do them with you. Explain it to him. He's old enough that you can talk to him and let your no mean no and let your yes mean yes. You'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Blue.
And love yourself more. Love yourself more.
I'm definitely learning.
And that'll help you find that love. So peace, love to you. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Lewis.
Peace. All right, you guys. I guess we are officially into the overtime, and I didn't even see it coming. Oh, what is it going to do? So we know. Never worry about breaking someone's spirit. We already went through that in slavery, and it didn't work. You can't break a person's spirit. You may can bend it a little bit, but you can't break it. You can't break a spirit. You can't. All right, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller, see if we can hear something. Maybe talk about... Yes, Kim Deck for everyone. Get you a Kim Deck and start pulling it. You want to know how to work with your child, what insight you get the Kim Deck. You definitely need to do that. So let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Melissa. I'm calling back again from last weekend. How you doing?
Did you say Melissa?
Yes, ma'am, from Yellow Team, Yellow Tribe. Last week I called, and I wanted to get back cards.
Yes,
I
you called last week?
Tonight. Yes, ma'am, and I'm back again tonight. Oh. How are you, Ms. Blue?
I'm wonderful, and thank you for calling in. Did you do the vision quest?
I didn't get a chance to. I was busy around the house here, so I didn't get a chance to, but I was sitting listening to all the other calls come through.
Okay.
Ms. Blue?
So, you tell me why you called in?
Oh, I was calling to get a general reading and also to call to let you know how I've been doing for the last few months. Been going through a lot of difficulties with my immediate family, my mother, my son, and my husband. I think I've been being attacked on every hand. But fortunately, I'm able to still stand while I'm in this conscious movement. And I just call for some emotional support and spiritual support, Ms. Blue. Hello?
Can you say that again? You said you were calling for what kind of some emotional support? What did you say?
Emotional support and spiritual support because I've been being attacked on every hand, you know. Like my son, my husband, my mother, just going through a lot of things, and somewhat it was kind of draining me. But on the other hand, though, it's just that we have an attack that's been unfair. You know, just not understanding what I'm trying to speak to them and discuss things to them where something may come up. They would have miscommunication with me and have a misunderstanding. But that's what it is. My mother, not too long ago, we got into it, and it was just wrong.
From the gist of what I got is that you said you feel like you're being attacked by your husband, you're being attacked by your son, you're being attacked unfairly, that
and my
there's
mother.
Miscommunication with everyone going on. Is
and I'm
correct?
Going to be honest and upfront and try myself to try to explain things, but it is. It's not going right. It's like talking to a wall or something, you know. And it really affects me. And I'm really right now also really focusing on my spirituality, and a little bit of the negative. It is kind of interfering with my mother, my husband, and my son. So by listening to you, and watching certain video YouTube clips keeps me kind of on my game plan. And I also just really do feel as though that the spirit realm, I may say God, has...
It's sort of a little delay here, so I'm just trying to wait to catch up so I can hear everything that you're saying here.
You can still hear me now?
Okay.
I'm still here.
So you're having miscommunications, you're saying, with everybody. Everybody
my
around
husband,
you,
my son.
You're having
my
miscommunications.
Husband, my mother, yes, ma'am. My mother, my son, my husband. And just going through, like, difficult season.
I want you to pick a number for me. Between 1 and 100.
23.
What was the number?
I said 23.
The number 23. Okay, all right. Thank you for that. Let's take a look. Wow. Let's take a look. Just so y'all know, I can't hear nothing, okay? All of this is coming out the ether. Coming out the ether and getting a little help here.
You have a beautiful voice, Miss Bloom.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I think
voice.
I heard you say I had a beautiful something. I just said thank you. I don't even know what
your
you said beautiful, but...
Your voice.
Whatever. Oh, okay. Beautiful voice. Okay. Thank you. Whatever that was, thank you. All right, so now, let's take a look and see this miscommunication, all of this miscommunication going on, and what sort of can be at the root cause of this miscommunication of whenever you're attempting to talk to people and you're attempting to share things. There's a difference between talking at someone and talking to someone. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, yes, ma'am, definitely.
Hopefully that's a yes.
Yes.
Hopefully you agree that, yes, there is a difference between talking at someone and talking to someone. And a big part
ma'am.
Of what's happening right now is that you have not been able to see yourself as a new beginner here. And so a lot of the information, you haven't truly worked with yourself and digested yet, and you're attempting to explain these concepts, your new way of thinking, your new way of feeling to your family members, but you haven't really digested and been able to work with it yourself yet, so they're rejecting these ideas. Does that make
yes.
sense?
I agree with you with that one. That's true.
Hopefully that's a yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a big part of what's going on. Relax. Recognize that you are a new beginner here. Recognize that these are things that you don't, you're learning for yourself here, because this is truly for you, not for your mother, not for your husband, not for your son. This is truly not for them. They get to do what they want to do. Just like you get to do what you want to do, they get to do what they want to do. This is not about controlling, finding out these things so you could attempt to control them or get everybody to start seeing things your way. This is not what this transformation or information should, at the core of it, be about. This is not what this should be about. And because you're trying to kind of, you ever try to force feed a baby and they hold their lips so tight? I never figured out how babies could hold their mouth so tight.
Yeah, it's true.
You understand, they could hold their mouth so tight that you can't even, there's no way to even get inside of it.
Right, that's true.
So stop
that's a good
trying. Stop trying to force feed them. Eat your own food. You taste it first. This is why even as mothers learn that the trick to get babies to open up their mouth is for the baby see you eat it. The baby like, nah, you try me some nasty food, you eat it. Let me see you swallow that first. And so that's on a higher level, or I could say on an unconscious level, that's what your family is saying to you. Let me see you swallow this shit first before you try to shut down our throats. You ain't no work. So how dare you tell us something you don't know anything about? And that's what they keep telling you. You don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Agree.
Isn't that what they're telling you? You don't know what you're talking about.
I agree with that.
Is that
yes, ma'am.
Yes? I don't know. I can't hear.
It is. Yes.
I'm taking that. I'm taking that as a yes.
Oh,
and
yes,
when
ma'am.
You're sure about something, you know, eventually they will ask you. People ask me stuff all the time, a complete stranger. Because they can tell, we know on a subconscious level when a person truly understands something. We know who to go to and ask. It doesn't have anything to do with what you believe, your spiritual background, any of that. We all know how to find people that we really know, that really understands and truly have begun to understand what they're talking about, and not someone simply mimicking doing it. You know, one of the things that I got a chance to kind of expound on, me and Brother Bob, we were talking about this in the Kim Business class, and it finally dawned on me, it kind of hit me, and I was like, makes so much sense. Last year, I did a show talking about the CDC, how the CDC said that zombies, what to do in the event of a zombie attack. Well, I figured it out. Zombies are here.
Yes, ma'am.
Zombies are here. They're here. And I'm not talking about the ones that are trying to go around eating people. I'm talking about the zombies that are eating up other people's energy and just regurgitating.
Oh, amen. You're right about that.
So...
That's true.
You don't want to live that life of a zombie. You want to be very authentic in who you are, because that's where you're going to get your greatest success, doing your own alchemy. And you know how the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Not when the teacher is ready. The teacher never chooses the student. And you're trying to make them your student, and they don't want to be. They are the babies with their mouth closed saying, before you shove that down my throat, let me see you shove it down your throat and make it work first.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm just looking for the law.
So that's what Miss Blue has to say. Say it again. Get you a Mooka light. I want you to get you a Mooka light crystal and start working with that. Starting with that Mooka light, because it's going to help you to release those things from yourself that you need to release. And one of those things is the need to feel needed, the need to feel right. It comes out of the jasper family. The Mooka light's a part of a jasper. It helps you to erase that need to just be right.
Wow, thank you for that. But I'm also too looking for, I guess, a mentor or like a
looking
sister.
For what? What you looking for? A new family? No, I'm joking. What you looking for?
Yeah, like a mentor with this new spiritual consciousness I'm growing in. And like,
well,
you know,
mentors are all around you. Mentors are all around you. You're looking for a mentor, or are you looking for a leader? That's different.
I guess a mentor of one. With the spiritual consciousness that can communicate with often with what I'm going through and what I'm experiencing and having.
You're looking for someone that you can communicate with? Say it again.
Yes, ma'am. You're right. So I can communicate with this new spiritual consciousness.
You said you're looking for what?
A new spiritual a new person that can speak to as far as in this new consciousness.
You're looking for a new spiritual A new person she could speak to for spiritual. What you mean new? Because you talking to me. So what you asking me to go find you somebody new? That's
no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not saying. I'm just saying No, see, in my environment around me, you know, with this new consciousness, everybody's not like-minded in this field. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. Hello?
You're looking for someone in the conscious community that's
like...
like
a mentor. Yes, ma'am. They could take under their wing, that I can speak to them and talk to them about things I'm experiencing.
You don't want that. That's not what you want.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, that's what you want. That's what you want. But I hear what you're saying, that help you with spiritual issues. That's what my readings are for. Get a reading.
Yes, ma'am.
That's one way you can do it.
Okay.
That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a reading. If you want somebody to stand by you and hold your hand, I don't know if we would call that a spiritual leader. I don't know anybody that's going to be more invested in you than you.
Right.
See, that's what happened with religion. And I just want you to hear me on this. This is what happened with religion. They got to get a group of people together. They take them up under their wings, and then they start telling you what you can eat and what you can wear and who can be your friends, where you can live, and where you can go.
I understand that. I do.
I see. There's a wealth of people out here in this community. If you want a reading so you can be your own spiritual guide, it doesn't mean you don't have spiritual teachers along the way. I'm not telling you that. But I always question when someone says new, because that says to me that what's going on right now is not working for you. So then now the question becomes, what part of you is not working? Because there ain't nothing wrong with me. And there ain't nothing wrong with what's going on here. So if you need something new, what part of you is not working?
I guess I'm not as active in my.
You said what now?
I mean, I'm not probably. I'm not active in like in my more of my spiritual work. I'm probably not, like you said earlier, not spending enough time with
myself.
Hold
on a second. You said what? You guess you
said
what?
No, I was saying that I need to probably be more active within my spiritualness. Other words, you know, more active in my meditations and.
You're not active in your spiritual work. We'll get active.
More often.
Get active in your spiritual work. You need to be more active in meditation. Download the audio workbook. Go through those steps. Get a reading. You know, if you're having a distraction, go back, listen to these shows. Lots of books here that you can refer to books. Lots of other brothers and sisters out there that have programs, just like myself, that do things. Just like I do the Kim Business class, just like I do the reading sessions I do. I have the audio work. I have Oracle deck. Get these things and start work with them. That's what they're here for. It's not some kind of playtime. This is so you can use these in your real life. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, ain't nobody else going to do it for you.
You're right, not great. I'm willing to. I am willing. I am going to. Yes.
Get you a panic pack. I mean, it's so many things.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So many things that you can do. So I understand when you say to me you need someone new, what does that mean? This is not some recycled thing that you put in the washing machine and clean it up and go get. This is not a special that's happening down at the local mall and you could just go get a sale and get something new.
You're right. I agree with that.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Right. Miss Blue, is it possible you can see my aura? Like what color it may be around me?
Is it possible I can see your, and that's all I heard. Let me see if I can get the rest. You said, is it possible that I could see if I can see your aura? I can. You want me to tell you what color your aura is? Now, I done told you all this if we want to say hot shit. And you want to know what color your aura is. Okay. We can play with that. I'll play with you. I like to play.
Thank you so much.
I really do. I like to play. Mm-hmm. I like to be serious too, but I like to play. So let's see. Let's take a look at. You know, instantly when I come into your aura, the color that I see is the color. It's kind of like a pink color, but it's not like not a baby pink. And I see pockets of this pink. Dark pockets of this pink, light pockets of this pink. Now, pink light, pink aura, when I see this permeating pink aura energy around, this has a lot to do with energy of, and I'll say it this way, it has to do with the energy of love gone bad.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
This has a lot to do with the energy of love gone bad. And you have a lot of the dark pink spots there. And when I look at these dark pink spots, this tells me about things that happened in your life when you were about 8 years old. Do you remember what happened to you when you were eight?
Oh, yes, ma'am. A whole bunch of stuff, yes. Hard lifestyle growing up, apparently. Very hard.
It's very hard. A lot of things you've actually blocked out of your life, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Definitely
a lot of things blocked out, but I guarantee you, I say it has a lot to do with love gone bad. That makes sense to you, doesn't it? Love gone bad?
Oh, yes, ma'am, 100%.
Yeah, love gone bad. And I'm going to tell you something that has happened. Because of that, has taken this pink light, which really at the core, at the essence of who you are, which is very loving, very tender, and also very compassionate, very sensual. It's taken that energy, it has turned it into one that is very, very dishonest in nature. And I want you to hear me when I say dishonest in nature. That means that you've learned to cloak yourself. You've learned to hide the true you. You've learned not to show who you really are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're right, Miss Lil. You're definitely right. You're right about that. But
I didn't really catch that.
Well, I said you're right about that.
Yeah. And so
as
a result of it, there's some parts of you that is very, very, I don't want to use the word immature, but that's the word that's coming to me. So there's parts of you that's still a child. There's parts of you that is still very, very childlike that has not grown up. That has not been able to be responsible. That's another big theme for you. Is you're not responsible.
Yeah.
And this is something we covered in the business class last night. If you were to take the responsible and write it out, somebody in the chat room, write responsible. Write responsible. And then I want you to write the word responsible backwards.
Okay, I definitely would do that.
Responsible backwards, able to respond. And this is what you have a problem with. When someone calls you out, something is uncomfortable for you, you're not able to respond. You can't respond. You have no response for them.
That's true.
This is where immaturity comes out. So you'll change the subject. This is where the shape shifting comes in. This is where the movement happens.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. That's why I like speaking to you, because you tell it like it is. I like that.
Yeah. But I want you to do more than just like speaking to me. I want you to begin to take these things and then work them. And
yes,
it's actually responsibility. So if you take responsibility, it is the ability to respond. I said responsible, which is the act of responsibility.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the ability to respond.
Yes, I agree.
This
and I'm willing to do so.
Yeah, so stand in the fire a little bit.
Okay.
Stand in the fire.
Yes, ma'am.
Stand in the fire a little bit.
Yes, I'm willing. Yes, ma'am, definitely
willing
to do so.
And recognize that there's no rush. This is not a race to see who makes it to the finish line first. And if you get there ahead of someone else, there's no prize waiting on you. There's nothing.
Right.
You understand? The prize
yes.
that you get is that you've given energy, you've given attention, and you've given action to yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
There is none of that. Learn how to love yourself and love others, and live it from a place of honesty. Learn how to start to stand in your own honesty.
Right.
And that can be tough sometimes. Then you won't
yes.
get all of this miscommunication.
Yes, that's because
again?
The way I am now today is not what the way I was raised. So I'm the only one who's in this conscious movement, and my immediate family has no understanding of it. I'm not trying to really tell my dad, so that's one of the reasons why
you're not
I
trying to what now.
I haven't really explained to them about it, so that's the reason why they probably don't understand me at times.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't raised like this. Yeah, and you're not alone on that. No one else in your family is conscious. Okay, at the end of the day, what does that mean? That's probably the story of about 50 million people on the planet.
Okay.
They don't have a problem with your consciousness. What they have a problem with is your unconsciousness. That's what they have a problem with. They have a problem with your dishonesty. They have a problem with the shit you've done in the past. Because now you've decided to get yourself together, nobody's going to jump up and throw your party either.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes we get conscious and we get amnesia. We get amnesia. This for real. We get amnesia and forget all of this shit. Because today we got our shit together. We think that everybody is supposed to now wipe the slate clean and just take us based on face value. It doesn't work that way.
Yes, ma'am.
Your family doesn't have a problem with you being conscious. They want to celebrate that. Their problem is when you was not conscious. It's about the shit you refuse to become conscious about. That's where their problem is. It's not your consciousness.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the things you're not conscious about they have a problem with.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that so much.
Yeah. So that's it. Work with some green light. Work with some green energy. Get you a fuchsianite stone. Balance it out with some of that green light.
I will.
Balance it out so you can bring some honesty. You want to bring some true growth and true honesty. You want to
yes.
bring that energy around you.
You're right. I'm definitely going to do it.
All right. Beautiful. Great reflection. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much
you
for calling in.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is April from South Carolina.
Okay. I heard, hey, Ms. Blue, this is...
April from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you, April, from South Carolina. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
I did.
Okay. Tell us about it.
The first mask that I noticed that when you said the mask will jump out at you, it was a black mask with like the features in like a white stone, almost like pearl, with the eyes, the nose, the mouth, everything. And then it had like peacock blue feathers and like pink between like a really bright pink. And when I looked through that mask, I saw things moving really, really fast, like almost like when people say like you see your life before your eyes, like everything just went by really fast. And then the next one that I picked up just had the features. It didn't have anything else. It was just really basic. It just had the features in like the pearl. And that one, when I looked at it, things were very dark. It was almost like it was just blacked out. And the very last one that I picked up was the one that you said to pick up when you want to be unblocked. That one stuck out to me because it had very exaggerated lips, like they were huge.